now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
Mourning the dead in California arson.
Horrible tragedy that somebody would even think about doing anything like that.
Big name political fight.
If the bringing the message means the messenger gets roughed up a little bit, I'm happy to be that guy.
Ford makes the final Taurus.
More sadness than bitterness.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
All Californians are heartbroken.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signing an emergency measure to get more state resources to the fire line in Southern California. Where winds are up and four firefighters are dead and officials are angry.
This is a deliberately set arson fire.
CBS's Bill Whitaker says the four who died never had a chance as the flames gobbled up 24,000 acres in 24 hours.
All that's left of the firefighters' truck is a skeleton of ashes, along with the house they were trying to protect. They were caught in the Southern California equivalent of a perfect storm. Hot weather, ferociously strong Santa Ana winds, and thousands of acres of dried out brush. Winds topping 60 miles an hour blew the fire right over the firefighters' truck before they had a chance to escape.
Reporter Lisa Siegel says Riverside County is shaken by the deadly turn of events.
Flags are flying at half staff, and there are signs in one market. It says, God bless the firefighters. You go into the fire station, and you see that there are sympathy cards and flowers.
700 people have been evacuated from their homes. Another 400 are stranded in an RV park. Well, it didn't take long for the New Jersey court ruling on same-sex marriage to make it to the campaign trail. CBS's Mark Noller says President Bush is trying to use it to energize his conservative base.
Campaigning for Republicans in Iowa and Michigan, the president took aim at the New Jersey court ruling, saying gay couples have the same rights as straight ones.
We had another activist court issue a ruling that raises doubts about the institution of marriage.
Decrying the concept of same-sex marriage, Mr. Bush said it should be a union between a man and a woman, and he said he needs the Senate to remain in Republican hands to support his appointment of a conservative judiciary. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Warren, Michigan.
From the tone of it, you'd think Michael J. Fox is running against Rush Limbaugh. The two have gone toe-to-toe over the actor's stem cell research political ads. Latest on it live from CBS's Jim Shinovy.
In an interview with CBS Evening News anchor Katie Couric, Fox says Limbaugh was way off base. He wasn't acting in those political ads.
I can't design where I'm going to be at any given time.
Well, Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 15 years ago.
You just take the medication and hope for the best.
What about Limbaugh's claims that his wild arm movements were the result of his not taking his drugs?
If I didn't take medication, I wouldn't be able to speak.
And Couric says it's not just the viewers who are uncomfortable with the symptoms of Parkinson's.
It's very unsettling to see someone move uncontrollably, and I think it's most unsettling for people who have the disease.
Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
With campaign time running out, some longtime incumbents are trying to fill the widening cracks in the political ground beneath them. CBS's Bob Fuss is in Ohio.
Laura Lovesley with the Kilroy for Congress campaign.
The campaign of Democratic County Commissioner Mary Jo Kilroy to unseat 14-year congressional veteran Deborah Price should be a long shot, but it's not, because voters, says Kilroy, are rightfully angry at President Bush.
And if you want to send a loud and clear message, there's a great way to do it by defeating the fourth-ranking member of the Republican House leadership.
Price acknowledges it's a bad time to be running as a Republican here.
You know, the political pendulum always swings.
But she's telling voters she's done a good job for this district and deserves to be sent back to Washington. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Columbus, Ohio.
Live now to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House, where Vice President Cheney's making news because of comments on torture. Peter, what did he say?
He's commenting on waterboarding, Steve, a controversial interrogation method that makes restrained prisoners feel like they're drowning. President Bush won't discuss it, but the VP went on the record when WDAY Radio in Fargo, North Dakota, asked if, quote, a dunk in the water could be used to save lives.
It's a no-brainer for me, but I, for a while there, I was criticized as being the vice president for torture. We don't torture.
Now, a number of lawmakers, including Senator John McCain, pushed for new interrogation standards to ban waterboarding and other techniques that could be seen as violating the Geneva Conventions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Thousands of people, well, still trying to stay warm this morning in homes with no electricity. XL Energy says about 5,000 people remain without power as of midnight.
We expect to fully restore services to all customers who are able to accept power by late Friday afternoon. And we certainly appreciate our customers' patience with what has been a very devastating storm.
XL's Tom Henley says up to 90,000 people lost power at one point during yesterday's storm. Around the Denver metro area and Boulder, anywhere from 4 to up to 10 inches of snow could be found. The whistleblower at the center of the Bob Beaupre controversial gubernatorial attack ad has retained an attorney. Mike McGarry has begun collecting donations for his friend's defense fund as well.
All we have is some rumor of evidence or statement of about him.
That's a look at the news on AM 760. I'm Corey Lopez now. Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, we're in much better shape across the Front Range, obviously, over yesterday. Most of our highways back open now in and out of Denver. Starting off the morning with a wreck, though, northbound 25 north of 225. You want to expect some slowing through the tech center. In fact, expect traffic to be a little slower than usual. Obviously, the roadways are clear for the most part. We still have a lot of ice, especially at on- and off-ramps, bridges, and overpasses, so you want to be very careful. I-70 into the high country in pretty good shape. Could hit some black ice as well near the Eisenhower Tunnel and at those summit passes. At DIA, security wait time, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, high clouds warmer, high of 56, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Contact your participating Nissan dealer today to get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup. Receive a complimentary inspection of your Nissan from the engine to the fuel tank during Nissan's October Car Care Clinic event. Nissan, genuine service and parts.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, the president says a 700-mile fence is going to do the trick along the Mexican border. Political commentator Pat Buchanan will join the program to talk about the immigration issue. We are living in one of the most divided times in political history. Presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin will join us to talk about it. And Rumi at the Pentagon yesterday said, back off, relax. What does that mean? We'll get your reaction.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File. Sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Charles Osgood. The housing business is like that little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When it was good, it was very, very good.
It's been a great market.
But in the last year, the median price of a new home dropped 10%. Economist Gary Thayer of A.G. Edwards.
We are seeing a significant weakness in home prices that is a reflection of the fact that prices ran up too much last year and people could afford to buy homes.
More after this for Smart Balance. This fall, why not start eating and living healthier? Click on the Smart Balance food plan to help balance your fat intake, balance your omega-6 to omega-3s, and even balance your fiber. The key word there is balance, as in Smart Balance Buttery Spread, Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter, Omega Plus Mayonnaise, Cooking Oil, and Microwave Popcorn. Smart Balance avoids trans fats naturally and helps to improve the good-to-bad cholesterol ratio. Check smartbalance.com for details. Smart Balance for smart eating.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind, yours, Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
When you're hot, you're hot. And a year ago, Boston area real estate broker Paula Kowalczyk took it in stride when her own home's tax valuation was raised. But now that she's trying to sell it...
I feel the pain of it's assessed in this town for almost $600,000 and it's now priced closer to $500,000.
For the last 5 years, a lot of us were using our homes as a cash cow. Economist Dean Baker of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
People are borrowing against their homes in order to finance vacations, they're financing cars, they're doing renovations on their house. So all of that is going to be radically curtailed when people lose the ability to borrow against their homes.
And some worry that the fact people can't do that now might sour the rest of the economy. However, all is not lost, says economist Gary Thayer.
These lower prices are getting homes down to a level that people can afford to look and buy again.
In fact, new home sales unexpectedly rose 5.3% last month, the second month up in a row. Does that mean housing prices have bottomed out? CBS News correspondent Trish Regan.
I've spoken to dozens of economists, and unfortunately, they're divided on the answer to that one. But overall, most seem to agree the real estate market should begin to recover by next spring.
The Osgood File. MP3s and podcasts of these broadcasts can be found at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi today. 51 under mostly sunny skies, and maybe that'll melt off some of the snow out there. Far different morning this morning than it was yesterday morning. It's a little slippery out there at points, but not bad. It's really not too bad. Good to have you along. It's Friday. Let's celebrate, and we'll do open phones this morning, as we always do on Friday all morning long. We do have some pretty good guests this morning, one of them being former 9/11 commissioner Tim Romer will be here. And we'll talk to him. That'll be next hour. And we'll ask him some questions about the 9/11 Commission, about security, and also how he views what's going on in Iraq. And so that's coming up next hour at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to somebody who we really love, who has not been here the last couple of weeks. That's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. First, Christy went to Las Vegas, and I assume she had a wonderful time. Then she came back and told John Turk and I, John who normally produces the show, told John Turk and I that she couldn't come on because she didn't feel well. She was out sick. Then the following week, we figured she would be back, and she sent us an email saying, I'm still sick. So yesterday I got an email. She said, I'm well, and I'm fine, and I'll come back if you want me to. And I sent her an email back and said, Christy, of course. You're more than welcome to. So we'll have her on after 8 o'clock this morning. There is a ton of stuff in the news. I just can't express how important it is as we start to get closer now to the election. I say this every single morning. I got to say it again to make sure that you get out and vote and that you get your friends to get out and vote. And if you have voted absentee, make sure you mail that ballot. If not, make sure you get down to the polling place of your choice. And make sure that you vote and get involved with the candidates that are out there running. I know Mary and I are going to go up to Fort Collins tomorrow to work some phone bank action for Angie Piccioni. So if you're volunteering with Piccioni's campaign, we'll see you tomorrow up there in Fort Collins. We're going to go up and work the phones. And we just, all of us, have just got to get out and we've got to do whatever it is that we possibly can do to make sure that we turn this country around and that we get out. And I know that electioneering is a drag, but, you know, you're stuck in the situation of either two things, electioneering or getting on the radio and griping. And griping is natural, and then griping is a human nature, and critiquing and I don't want to use the word complaining because that's not right, but critiquing and engaging in dissent and discussion and disagreement is a natural thing, and we do it every day. You do it with everything. Virtually, don't you? I mean, you do it with politics, you do it with religion, you do it with social issues, you do it with family members over family situations. I mean, we all do that stuff, and it's healthy to be able to have an outlet for that, and it's healthy to be able to have a place to go ahead and do that, but also along those same lines, you got to get out and make something happen. I can't remember a year now where Mary and I have given more money to candidates, given more money to candidates that are not in our districts, both here in Colorado and around the country. And we're just really, really geared in to trying to make something happen and to make some change come down. There's a couple of folks running for the House that are running for the state legislature who I never mention.
And I should mention, one of them is Joe Rice, my buddy Joe Rice. If you live in Joe Rice's district, make sure you get out and vote for him. And also Molly Cullum, who's another wonderful human being. And get out and vote for Molly. All right, 303-713-7600. We've got four open lines. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Here's Kip, who's going to be the first one up at 614 this morning on a cell phone. Kip, oh, man, did it do it? Kip, you there? Nope. You know, as long as I've worked here, and this is really impolite, Kip, call back. This is really impolite. It's really wrong. They teach you this in Radio School 101. They say, you know what, never get on the air and never talk about the equipment because it isn't the shape that the equipment's in. It's not the shape that the dog is in, is what I used to be told. It's how the dog runs. But I have struggled with this line one business now for God knows how long. What, about a year and a half? I've had trouble with this line. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to get this phone fixed. All right, let me see. Kip, hi, you there? Kip? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Turn your radio down and go
Hello.
Ahead. Turn your radio down and go ahead.
Hello.
All right, pal. We tried. We made a valiant effort. When you call, you got to turn your radio down. You can't just call in and start talking. You got to turn your radio down because we're on a delay, and the delay protects us. All right. Mr. Ashley, what do you want to do? You want to blow this guy off or you want to try it again? All right, one more time. One more time to the races. Kip, go ahead. Try it again.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Kip, what's up?
Hello, Jay. Hello, Jay. Hello, Jay.
I'm just counting how many times you can do this.
Hello, Jay.
Would you stop? You stopped already? Keep going. Oh, this is clever, isn't it? That's all you have in your repertoire. You don't have anything else? Man, I remember when the callers used to have something cool to pull off or something to say. Just doesn't seem to be that way anymore. 17 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's take a look at traffic this morning with Gina. If I can get Ashley's attention. Hello. Let's look at some traffic. Go ahead, Gina.
Hey, well, it looks like we're off to a pretty good start considering that all of the wet roads have turned to ice this morning. You're really going to have to be careful along the highways across the city. Most of them clear and dry, but we do have those patches, certainly on and off ramps and bridges and overpasses. Got a wreck northbound 25, north of 225, just north of the tech center. It's a two-car. Looks like emergency crews are on scene there, so watch out for some slowing back into the tech center. Have a brand new problem. A car spun out at 56th and York. That's off the highway.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight. and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Street in Boulder. This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Friday, and the weekend is here, 6:21, 21 minutes after 6, mostly sunny today. High of 51, AM 760, a progressive talk. And the forecast over the weekend looks pretty good, too. Tomorrow, high of 68, and then on Sunday, mostly sunny, and a high of 69. And if I look forward into the forecast up until Tuesday, it doesn't look like any precipitation whatsoever. So it's going to be pretty good weekend. It's open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. The federal agent suspected of leaking confidential information, I love this, used to attack Bill Ritter and Bill Ritter's plea bargains for illegal immigrants, once received a plea deal himself after punching and kicking a man unconscious at a Christmas party. Corey Davey, or David Voorhees, 37, a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent, has become a heroic whistleblower for some, and he faces an investigation by the FBI and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. How this guy has become a historic, heroic whistleblower is beyond me. At issue is whether he leaked restricted information from an FBI criminal justice database to Republican Bob Beaupre, who, by the way, loaned himself another $50,000 to his campaign. And he leaked the information to Beaupre's gubernatorial campaign for use in a TV series of TV ads accusing former Denver District Attorney Ritter of gathering plea bargains that allowed immigrants who committed crimes to avoid deportation. Beaupre, who has refused to publicly name his informant, has hailed him as a conscientious member of law enforcement who broke the law to expose what he called Ritter's reckless policy. Okay, Bob. Several sources have confirmed that Voorhees is the target of the probe, and investigators are expected to examine the Beaupre campaign involvement in the matter. At a 1996 holiday party in Broomfield, Voorhees was accused of punching Charles Anthony Martinez in the head from behind, knocking him into a wall. As Martinez lay on the ground unconscious, Voorhees allegedly kicked him in the head. nice guy. Now this is all alleged, okay, but, I mean, come on. Kicked him in the head, then walked away, according to a report by Adams County Sheriff's deputies. Martinez, who was then a 43-year-old backhoe operator, told deputies that there had been unspecified bad blood between him and Voorhees for several years. Two witnesses told investigators they saw Martinez slammed into the wall, and then his head hit the floor very hard before a 6-foot man with a brown hair kicked and knocked out the victim in the head. Voorhees was charged with third-degree assault and disorderly conduct, but in April 1997, he pleaded guilty to the petty offense of disorderly conduct and an assault charge was the assault charge, by the way, was thrown out. He paid a $168 fine and no jail time. And Voorhees was the federal agent at the time of the attack, but the sheriff's report left his occupation blank, and he gave a Henderson body shop as his employer's address. The shop owner, Randy McLean, said Voorhees was a friend and would sometimes help out. Carl Russock, a regional ICE spokesman, said he was unable to determine Thursday afternoon what criminal violations would be, would bar someone from working for ICE as an agent. So this guy may have plea bargained himself. And he's the one who's suspected of getting this information to Bob Beaupre. But you know, somebody in that campaign, either this guy or somebody, and somebody inside, I've often asked this question on the air about this, somebody inside Beaupre's campaign had to have broken the law. If I come to you with information that's restricted and illegal, and if I give it to you, does that classify as stolen merchandise? Does that classify as stolen goods? And then if you take it, does that make it even more so? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. But trying to portray this guy out as a heroic whistleblower. Whistleblowers are people who go to the media or they go to higher-ups in management and blow the whistle about something being done wrong on their job. That's what a whistleblower is. That's what a whistleblower is supposed to be. This has nothing to do with the guy's job, if he is indeed the one who did this. This has to do with a guy going and breaking the law, and I use the term allegedly because we don't know, but this has to do with the idea of a guy going and breaking the law and getting information that he wasn't supposed to have and then taking it and giving it to somebody who definitely is not supposed to have it. That doesn't fit the definition of whistleblowing. So, then you got to ask yourself, how does the mainstream media, such as the Rocky Mountain News, how does the Rocky Mountain News turn around and allow that to get into print? And they allow it to get into print either two ways. They allow it either to get into print because they're just printing what Bob Beaupre says without any kind of qualification, or they themselves are going along and accepting the term too. Or in other words, what they're saying is this is the way Bob describes it, so therefore it must be true. And saying, instead of saying, wait a minute, Congressman Beaupre, doesn't the definition, you know, wait a minute, John Marshall, head of Beaupre's campaign, doesn't the definition fit whistleblower? Isn't that somebody who does something wrong on their job? I mean, who knows something wrong is going on, and they go to the higher-ups or they go to the media and they blow the whistle? Isn't that what that's supposed to mean? And so how does this get twisted? And it seems like the standards that all of us once adhered to in regards to all of these things, things like this, and this is just one example, and there's other examples out there of this stuff. It seems that this stuff's all gotten twisted around. For instance, to take what this guy did and put it on the same plane as somebody, say, who's working for the EPA or working for the state treasurer's office or working for a mayor somewhere and knows there's hanky-panky going on. So they take a chance and they call up the local television station and they call a reporter up and say, hey, look, I got something I got to show you. This has been going on, and you need to look into it. Because I can't sit at my job anymore and tolerate this and let it go when I know it's unfair and it's illegal. That would be whistleblowing. Not going into an FBI crime or a Justice Department crime database and running some guy's name and then running off and giving it to a guy running for office. That's not the same as being a whistleblower. And this campaign season has been amazing like this. It really has. With this kind of stuff going on, with the RNC getting caught numerous times, running sleazy, mudslinging, terribly negative ads, because they have nothing else to run on. And probably the one that's made the most news now lately is the one that they ran in Tennessee about Harold Ford. The Ohio Republican Party got caught yesterday sending a mailer out with a quote with Al Franken. And it's a quote that Al Franken didn't say. It came from a book by Bernard Goldberg, in which Bernard Goldberg was having a satirical, fictional interview with Al Franken. Plus, they used a doctored photograph. This is just the latest in what's going on out there in dirty campaigning and negative campaigning and craziness. And all of us sit every single time, and I remember having conversations with you about this like months ago, about, well, we don't like dirty ads, we can't stand dirty ads, the negative ads are terrible, and they are terrible, but you know, they seem to work. And sometimes I feel like we should maybe be doing them. I don't blame any candidate, really, that's in a close race with throwing everything at their opponent but the kitchen sink. And how do we return all of this to civility and decency? I don't have any clue. I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. 303-713-7600, four open lines. It's open phones this morning, 6:30, 30 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, too, coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll introduce you to our winner in our Talk Superstar contest. That's coming up after 9 o'clock this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's due to your votes. Let's check out traffic now with Gina as we sit here and glow in the dark. Gina, what's it look like?
Hey, Jay. Well, traffic, it's improved over yesterday for sure, but icy roads looks like it's going to be the big issue this morning. Already have a couple of wrecks on I-25 northbound, one at County Line Road, the other just north of 225. So we're definitely seeing some slowing past both of those for your Texas Center Drive. In fact, through the tech center there, just seeing a lot of slush and ice on I-25 both directions, especially in those right lanes and your ramps. You want to be extra careful there. Patchy ice also reported on 270 both directions across Commerce City, and we have a surface street problem again due to black ice, 56th and York.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree. Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Petroni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Petroni for Congress.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, nothing like a little Stones to get you going. 6:34, 34 minutes after 6. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today 51. Mostly sunny skies. It's going to be a nice day out today, and maybe it'll melt away some of the snow and some of the ice. Be careful on the way to work, too, by the way, because there is some areas that are a little slippery, and you can do something as simple as a slip going out to your car. And I've had it happen to me before, too. And it's terrible, isn't it? It really is. Independent, and it really is bad. It's really bad when you get up early in the morning and have it happen to you. Then it's even worse. There's something about having it happen when you have it happen and the sun's up. It's a little bit more tolerable than having it happen when the sun hasn't come up like it is now, and you slip and fall in the darkness. There's something about that that is really disconcerting. And what was it? I think it was last year. Was it last year? I believe it was last year. Mary slipped outside the house and broke her wrist. Well, that was painful. And then once I remember doing mornings at a radio station in Salt Lake City, and we had this long driveway that kind of went down on an incline, and I had parked my beat-up Jeep at the bottom of the incline so I wouldn't have to go down the incline, because there was heavy snow predicted that night, and I had to get up at like I do now, at 3 o'clock in the morning. And about 3:30 in the morning, quarter to 4, I'm walking down the incline to get to my car, and I slipped and fell and went all the way down the incline flat on my stomach. And I just lay there for about 10 minutes. Palms burning, silence in the neighborhood, pitch black, about 18 degrees outside, and thought, why me? It just doesn't get any worse than this. So be careful out there. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, and we've got the three open phones. Here's George on Capitol Hill. George, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
How are you, George?
Pretty good. I'm a senior citizen out for my morning constitutional and heard you on my Walkman. And I'm disappointed in Bob Beaufray.
Now, are you a Republican?
I'm a Republican. I ran for governor. I've known Bob, Bill Ritter, Bruce Benson, all the Republicans for years. And I don't know Representative Heffley. But he won't endorse Lamborn because of the sleaze factor in the primary. And I'm saying as a Republican, I'm disappointed in Bob Beaufray because the sleaze factor is there.
Well, be more specific. Are you saying the sleaze factor is there because of this whole plea bargain ad that he was running?
Absolutely. Breaking a federal law to get something to use against Bill Ritter. That's breaking the law. I know people do things to win election, but you don't lie. You don't break the law. You don't always tell all the truth, but you don't lie. You may bend the law, but you don't break the law. And the law has been broken on this case. And, you know, Bob is too conservative for my taste. And I wanted to talk about the region's race because that's what I'm an expert on. But I'm saying, Board of Regents, CU Board of Regents now is 6 Republicans. If Brian Davison, a fine young doctor, 29 years old, wins, it'll be 7 conservative Republicans out of a 9-person board. Jay, why do we need more conservative Republicans? That's what's happened to my party. It's gone too far to the right, and they'll do anything to win. And they're using immigration, they're using this far-right, supposedly moral and religious issues. And as a moderate Republican, unlike many, I just can't vote for them.
Well,
I can't do it.
You're not the only one who feels that way. No. There are more and more people who feel this way. There's an article today in the Washington Post, I believe it is. No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's in the New York Times. Let me just read you the headline.
Okay.
I wonder if this is even going to work. GOP moves fast to reignite issue of gay marriage. The diverse debate over gay marriage, which played a prominent role in 2004 campaigns, but this year largely faded from view, erupted anew on Thursday as President Bush and Republicans across the country tried to use a court ruling in New Jersey to rally dispirited conservatives to the polls. You think this is going to win?
No. I mean, I also know Angie Petone and Marilyn Musgrave fairly well. And I'm saying that Angie's right. There are other issues more important than what people want to do in the privacy of their bedroom. And I'm just simply saying it's over. I mean, people like Al Meeklejohn, Senator Meeklejohn, in his 70s, a decorated war veteran, has said enough to the conservatives. Donnie Wam, Senator Wam, has said enough. Joe Heffley, myself, I'm not as well known as most people are, but I'm saying some well-known moderate Republicans, Norma Anderson, for instance, has said enough. Get off of these right-wing, divisive wedge issues, and the president's bringing it up again. When the president himself, in November of 2004, said to Charlie Gibson of ABC that if the states wanted to let gays have civil rights, you know, civil issues, I think it's Amendment I. Okay, the president himself said that to Charlie Gibson.
Well, I got criticized by a guy yesterday, and then he was so upset with me that he wrote me an email about it, and I answered him this morning about the fact that we should stay away from those topics in order to win office. But I'm wondering number one, how can you avoid them when it's people's civil liberties? And then number two, will all of these things like gay rights, scare tactics, this idea of vote for me or you'll die, or in Bob Beaupre's type of situation, his deal of the brown people are coming over the border to get us, and I'm the only person who can handle this problem. I mean, do you think all of this stuff's going to work?
Of course it's not going to work. And you know that IRS, that immigration issue, who hit a man with a Mexican, Spanish surname in the back of the head and kicked him, he's got some issue with Hispanic, Latino people, doesn't he, Jay?
Well, I don't know.
Kicking a man when he's down?
Yeah, I think that's bad, but
kicking
I don't...
Kicking a man when he's down, Jay? Come on.
But that's alleged, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, he played in court. There's some truth there, Jay. There's something there, isn't there?
Yeah, I just wonder if it's going to work.
No, it's not going to work. That's one of the reasons I called in this morning. I'm in my 70s. The people that I've mentioned, we're all senior citizens. And we're Republicans, and we're saying enough.
So are you voting Democratic?
I'm not going to vote for conservative Republicans. There's one Republican that I know is a decent man running statewide. I've known him for years. I'm going to vote for him, even though he is too conservative for my taste. But I'm saying I can't vote for Bob Beaupre and some of I couldn't if I were in the 4th District. I couldn't vote for Maryland. I couldn't vote for Lamborn. They're not concentrating on the issues that are important. The war in Iraq, the economy, too much taxes going to the mega rich, health care. These are the issues people are concerned about, Jay. We're not worried about what goes on in the privacy of someone's bedroom. Come on. That's teenage stuff, Jay.
Yeah, I agree, but the GOP must think it works. All right, George, thank you, man.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Kurt on a cell phone. Kurt, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Don't you love driving into work on icy roads in the dark?
Yeah?
so much, so much fun.
It's a miracle we made it, man.
I know. Well, I'm not there yet. I'm still out on the road.
I got faith.
Yeah. I listen, I was so encouraged by George's call. I just hope there are a bunch more conservatives out there like him who realize how the Republican Party has completely abandoned them, how they've gone, you know, so far right on these social issues. And what you were talking about, reading from the New York Times article, isn't that tragic that that's the only thing the GOP can hope to throw out there to get their voters to the polls?
That is. It's very sad.
Homophobia. They have to throw homophobia out there in the hopes that these church-going, staunch fundamentalist Christians, you know, who they've been using as dupes, you know, for the last 6 years, they hope they can get them out to the poll because of a court ruling in New Jersey. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It's either that or they're using the tactic of, if they can get this message through, they're using the tactic of vote for us or you'll die.
Yeah, and to me the height of hypocrisy is, you know, them using these ads with Osama bin Laden on them nationally.
Right.
To try and scare people. Okay, why is Osama bin Laden loose? Because of George W. Bush's incompetence and his decision to go into Iraq. It's ridiculous. And did you hear Libby Dole, her comment? The Democrats are trying to exploit the Iraq war. I mean, seriously, get up off the floor, you know, while you're laughing. Who's been exploiting Iraq and terrorism and everything for the last 4 years?
These guys have done nothing but run on it for the last six, basically. Well, last four, really.
I know. Fear and gay marriage are apparently their only tactics.
And keeping the illegal immigration fire going, and preventing any kind of rational people sitting down and working out the problem.
Yeah, but you know what? The Republican Party itself is split on that. You know, because Bush obviously is in the hand of the corporations, and they want the illegal immigration to continue so they can keep wages down. So, you know, Bush's, you know, anything for the corporation thing doesn't sit well with people like, you know, obviously Tom Tancredo. That's probably the only issue that he disagrees with the Bush Co. on. But they're a little split over that. But you know what? The sleazy tactics that are going on here, those are going on nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
Especially you were talking about the ads that they're running against Ford in Tennessee. I mean, those are despicable.
They're terrible.
And then they're running an ad. Where is it that they're running an ad against a guy that was a staffer for a Senate candidate because he dialed an 800 porn?
Is that New Jersey? I think it's in New Jersey where his staffer accidentally dialed the wrong number, and it shut up for 10 seconds on his phone bill.
Yeah, because the number he was trying to reach to the toll-free for the office was one digit different.
Yeah.
I mean, God, they'll stoop to anything. And Marilyn Musgrave here is a perfect example of all the stuff. Have you seen a single Marilyn Musgrave ad or heard one on the radio that actually relates to an issue?
No.
No, they're all attack ads on Angie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. They're terrible. I don't know how these people can sleep at night. They are absolutely terrible.
Because they have no conscience. They have no conscience.
I think you're absolutely right. Kurt, I got to run, man. Drive safe. Oh. Be careful.
Okay, and you take care.
All right, we'll talk to you. Have a good weekend. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, 648, 48 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it looks like it could be a tougher drive than we thought, at least slower than average, due to all the ice on the highways and side streets. Crews in the process of clearing wrecks from spinouts northbound 25 at County Line Road and north of 225, so some delay there through the tech center, and you really want to watch your speed in those less traveled lanes off to the right. Transition ramps could be especially treacherous. I-70 seeing heavy traffic now across the city. Not too bad if you're headed up into the high country, everything back open, but just, again, expect some ice, especially.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare.
Huh.
But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Later, once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses.
Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a 2-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com.
Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6:51. It's 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 51 under mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's Open Phones with Jay Marvin. We're just sitting here glowing in the dark at 303-713-7600. Let's go to David in North Glen. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy your show, and I wanted to bring up a point that maybe I've been doing it myself when I talk to, like, young voters between 18 and 26 or so. Tell them to get out to the polls. I'm not going to tell them how to vote, but if they're voting for the Republicans, those crazies in Washington, the next time they start something, they might start something in Korea. And where are they going to get the troops? They're going to have to start the draft again.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, one of the problems we do have is we are powerless. We are powerless in Iran. We are powerless in North Korea. They've got a well-fed million-man army, and our armed forces are absolutely strapped because of Iraq. Nobody fears us anymore because we're bogged down in Iraq, so no one is scared of us anymore.
Yeah, and another point I would like to make is I would really like to see something happen in our state that outside money, as I mean even money from the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and stuff, cannot be used for advertisement in our state.
What are you talking about, like banning all political advertising?
Yeah.
Well, you can't under the First Amendment.
Well, I mean, not banning all political advertising. I'm talking about outside monies. You know, just like my feelings were like, I think in the 2004 election, there was a deal up for debate to build new reservoirs and stuff in our state to keep more of our water in our state. And the money that was put against that for the negative, and it didn't pass and stuff, was from outside interests, California, Nevada, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. And I just think that if it's a Colorado issue especially, that outside money should be banned. you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I understand your feeling, but I think, once again, you'd have trouble with that under the First Amendment.
Yeah.
I think you'd have trouble doing that. There's nothing more irritating than these 527s and that are, you know, allegedly not affiliated with the candidates. Hello, Trailhead, who put these terrible attack ads on. But it gets into this whole issue of freedom of speech, and we're at the point too in this country where corporations have been given the same kind of rights as individuals. And to me, that's wrong. I don't think a corporation should be protected under the First Amendment to the Constitution. A human being should be, a person should be, but not a corporation. But they've got those rights, and it's very, very hard to cut down on that stuff. And the thing that I marvel about, David, is that everybody says, I mean, everybody says, to the letter, I can't stand these ads. I can't stand these negative ads. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. But they must work because every election cycle, they're out there.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, and, you know, I just get tired of it and stuff. And I, and you know, especially like the ones that have been really grating on me are like all the attack ads from Marilyn Musgrave on Angie Pagioni. You know, I mean, I would have a little bit of respect for the lady. She'd even come out and say what she's for, and but she doesn't say anything about what she's for. So all she says is, "Oh, my opponent had a bankruptcy," you know. And as far as I know, I think one of our most beloved presidents, which was a Republican, was Abraham Lincoln. Had two bankruptcies.
I had one once.
You know, I had one too. I mean, people get into bad times. Mine was brought on for the fact that I worked for 30 years for a large company here in North Glen Thornton area, and they decided our jobs needed to go to Mexico. You know, so my wife and I were bringing home almost $50 an hour between the two of us. Now between the two of us, we're bringing home $25-$26 an hour. We weren't living beyond our means. But when your means are sent to Mexico, you know, and the thing that irritates me about that the most, it doesn't matter whether they do the job right. The matter is that they do it cheap.
Well, the thing is, Marilyn Musgrave talking about that going on with Angie, and a lot of people have been through this. There's twofold thing happening there. Number one, she doesn't have to talk about the failure of the Iraq War. She doesn't have to talk about the fact that in her time in Congress, she has produced no significant legislation for that district. And she deals with the reality that she's not that well liked. So her only choice in winning that race is to turn around and drive Angie Piccioni's negatives up higher than hers. So people basically are not voting for Marilyn Musgrave. What they're doing is they're voting against Angie Piccioni. And I just hope that the people in that district see through all these negative ads and see through all this BS and seriously sit down and ask themselves the question about what has this woman done for the district in the time that she's been in Congress, and who will do the best job. And of the three candidates running, Angie Piccioni will do the best job. David, thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Really, that's what's going on out there, is you try to drive up your opponent's negatives in order to get people to vote for you, not necessarily because they love you, but because they're voting against something that they think is worse. But if you're in that district, if you're sitting in that district of Maryland with Marilyn Musgrave and Angie Piccioni, and you sit there and think about it. I mean, what has Angie Piccioni done for you? What significant legislation, what has she been a part of? And has the foreign policy questions that she failed to ask, has the votes that she has casted, have they been in your interest, or have they been in the interest of her party and herself? Those are questions that she needs to answer. And you need to, really, we all need to ask her those questions. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be up there in Fort Collins on Saturday And I got to be working my can off for Angie Piccioni because she is the right choice for the 4th Congressional District. All right, more open phones coming up, and former 9/11 Commissioner Tim Romer. We'll talk to him, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Stephen Kaufman in Banning, California, where a wildfire is being blown to the southwest by gusty Santa Ana winds. Flames and smoke are raging across the San Jacinto Mountains just south of here, what officials are calling arson. Hundreds of people forced from their homes in several mountain communities took refuge with campers at a nearby RV resort. Captain Don Kemp is with the California Department of Forestry.
We have 1,200 firefighters on the line. We have additional resources en route to the incident from throughout the state.
At least five homes have been destroyed. And now with more on this story, here's Frank Setapani.
The fire took the lives of four firefighters. A fifth is clinging to life in critical condition. A $100,000 award's been posted for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of whoever set the blaze. Colorado is digging out and cleaning up after its first big weather wallop of the season. A blizzard dumped 2 feet of snow in some places, leaving roads littered with fallen tree limbs and power lines and wrecks scattered across highways. Well, it could be a big break in the case of a family of four found murdered along the Florida Turnpike near Port St. Lucie 2 weeks ago. Police say four suspects being held on unrelated drug charges are persons of interest in the murder. A decision that stopped just short of legalizing same-sex marriage is fresh fodder on the campaign trail. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller.
Campaigning for Republicans in Iowa and Michigan, the president took aim at the New Jersey court ruling saying gay couples have the same rights as straight ones.
We had another activist court issue a ruling that raises doubts about the institution of marriage.
Decrying the concept of same-sex marriage, Mr. Bush said it should be a union between a man and a woman. And he said he needs the Senate to remain in Republican hands to support his appointment of a conservative judiciary. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Warren, Michigan.
A report the government released 30 minutes ago pegs third quarter economic growth at a slow 1.6% annual rate. The slump in home building largely responsible for the slowdown. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. In the World Series, St. Louis leads 3-1 after taking last night's game on an eighth-inning double by Mighty Mite David Eckstein. All Tigers manager Jim Leland could do after the game was tip his cap.
Now you can compute.
They've played good enough to be 3-1, and we've played good enough to be 1-3.
Well, with Halloween approaching, a morbid website's getting a lot of hits. CBS's Jim Chenevy checked it out.
Just in time for Halloween, now you can compute when you'll die. It's an internet site called deathclock.com where you program in your date of birth, personality type, and health profile. For me, it's April 19th, 2030. You can even put a countdown clock on your computer.
This is CBS News.
Walgreens has big news. They've teamed up with AARP with great new programs and offers for everyone 50 and over. To celebrate, AARP members who buy $10 worth of Walgreens brand items get a $10 gift card free. Not a member, but you love all that AARP has to offer? Walgreens has something for you, too. A free one-year membership, including their magazine, great benefits, and programs. Offers end soon, but the benefits are just beginning. See Walgreens for details. Restrictions may apply.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Thousands of people, well, still trying to stay warm this morning in homes with no electricity. XL Energy says about 5,000 people remain without power as of midnight.
We expect to fully restore services to all customers who are able to accept power by late Friday afternoon. And we certainly appreciate our customers' patience with what has been a very devastating storm.
XL's Tom Henley says up to 90,000 people lost power at one point during yesterday's storm. Around the Denver metro area and Boulder, anywhere from 4 to up to 10 inches of snow could be found. The whistleblower at the center of the Bob Beaupre controversial gubernatorial attack ad has retained an attorney. Mike McGarry has begun collecting donations for his friend's defense fund as well.
All we have is some rumor of evidence or statement of about him.
That's a look at the news on AM 760. I'm Corey Lopez now. Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, you're in for a very slick commute. Several wrecks around the city due to ice on the highway. Northbound 25, two separate problems either side of the tech center. One at County Line Road, it's just been moved off to the right shoulder. Still have the backup behind it all the way to C-470. We did have one a little earlier up north of 225. Single car now on the southbound side at 6th Avenue. Some slowing eastbound I-70 approaching Peoria due to a mishap at the off-ramp. And we're seeing the usual stack up now through Thornton, North Glen, 104th to 84th. Nothing unusual there. At DIA, security wait time today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, mostly sunny, high clouds, warmer, 56, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make sure Halloween goes off without a hitch. Head to Spooky Central at Walmart, your one-stop Halloween shop. You'll find all the coolest costumes and sweetest treats, plus DreamWorks Over the Hedge on DVD. Stop in to shop today.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561 Cash now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 51 under mostly sunny skies. The sun just now starting to slowly but surely make its way up. And be careful on the way to work this morning. There's still some slick spots. And also be careful in and around your vehicle because you never know. Or if you're walking on the sidewalks, it's open phones. Coming up at 7:30, a little bit after 7:30, we'll talk to 9/11 Commissioner Tim Romer and ask him how he feels now that almost all of those recommendations from the 9/11 Commission have not been put into place. I'm going to ask him about that presidential daily brief, that presidential daily brief that Condoleezza Rice had that talked about bin Laden determined to attack. And then I'll ask him, too, if we have time, about his feelings about Iraq. 303-713-7600, four open lines, and it is open phones on Friday. You know we do this every Friday. We've got Christy Harvey coming up next hour at 8 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to the winner of our Progressive Talk Contest. So we got all this stuff going on this morning, and you feel free to call in and talk about anything that you want to talk about, anything that may be on your mind. The 2006 election is shaping up to be a repeat of 1994. This time, Democrats are favored to sweep Republicans from power in the House after a dozen years of GOP rule. This is according to the Associated Press. Less than 2 weeks before the November 7th election, the latest Associated Press AOL news poll found that likely voters overwhelmingly prefer Democrats over Republicans. They are angry at President Bush and the Republican-controlled Congress, and they say Iraq and the economy are their top issues. You know, we keep hearing how great the economy is doing. You keep hearing that all the time. Particularly from people from this administration, and they keep pointing to the Dow, but as we had Doug Henwood on here a couple of weeks ago to point out, that if you've got stocks, if you're the investor class, and you've got a lot, and I mean a lot of stocks, okay, not just a few, but I'm talking about a lot, then you're making off like a bandit. But if you're not, then wages are stagnant, and it's getting harder and harder and harder to make ends meet. And Iraq is an ongoing problem. And now, a recent poll shows that 82%, I believe it's a CNN Gallup poll, shows that 82% of all Democrats want a timetable for withdrawal from Iraq. I don't think the Republican Party represents what I stand for. The guys I golf with, we're in the middle class. We're getting hurt, says Joseph Atland. He's 73. He's a retired teacher in York, Pennsylvania. He's a registered Republican, but says he is considering becoming an independent. In this poll, 56% of likely voters said they would vote to send a Democrat to the House, and 37% said they would vote Republican, and that's a 19-point difference. Democrats had a 10-point edge in early October. I don't care if I vote for Happy the Clown. It's just so it's not who is there now, says Mary Nealis, 51, an independent voter from Cologne, New Jersey. She said she would do everything she could to vote against the powers that put us in the situation in Iraq. How angry do you think people are about Iraq? I know my friends are angry. I know virtually everybody I talk to is angry. And I'll tell you something, the more and more politicians, particularly the GOP, try to take this and turn it over into some other kind of discussion, most of my friends don't want to go there. Most of my friends don't want to touch it. Most of my friends do not want to touch it. Most of my friends want to stay on this subject of how in the hell do we fix this situation? How in the hell do we fix this situation? And the charge is always the same. The charge is always the same by the conventional media. It's always the same by those who don't bother to do their homework, who don't bother to read, who don't bother to look into the things that the Democrats don't stand for anything, and they don't have any plan. But there are lots of Democratic plans out there on the table. It just depends on which one you favor, and I don't think we have to be in a position where everybody has to lockstep sign on and endorse the same idea. I think we can have like a lot of options out there, and we ought to have a lot of options out there, and all of those options ought to be entertained, and we ought to look at all of them. We ought to look at everybody's plans, because it's clear. I mean, it's really clear that we need to have some change of course. And I've been talking about Iraq and the horrible violence over there. I've been talking about it now for almost this entire week. I've been talking about it almost every single morning. I've talked about it because it's horrific. It's terrible, and we got to get a change. And this whole idea that, well, in order for us to be successful, everybody who's liberal, everybody who's progressive, we've all got to get on the same page. I don't think so. I don't believe that. And I would love to get on some national talking head show and say that. I really would. I'd love to turn to Chris Matthews or Candy Crowley or any of these folks and say, well, why? The more ideas, the better. More ideas, the better. What's wrong with it? Why is it a bad thing to have a lot of ideas? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's a comfort level in having everybody on the same page. Is that what it is? There's a comfort level in that, of having everybody certain and on the same page. 303-713-7603 lines open. Let's go to Linda in Denver. Well, this line one is a... Linda, hi, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing well. Just wanted to let people know that I recently moved. And when I did move, I sent a letter, change of address, to my voting precinct, whatever. And they sent a letter back saying my birth date was not correct.
Wait a minute, your birthday wasn't correct on the letter or wasn't correct in their files?
It wasn't correct in their files.
Well, did you correct it?
Well, yes, I did. But I was just wondering, because I know they're doing this in four states, purging the voters' records. And I got a letter, and I wonder how many other people have gotten a letter saying, well, you're not really registered because you're... birth date is wrong.
Who did that letter come from?
It came, well, I called the state of Colorado and to make sure that I could vote.
Well, first of all, let me ask you something. Are you in Denver?
Yes.
Did you call the Denver Elections Commission?
Yes.
Okay, what did they say?
They said that I was registered to vote, and I've already sent in my absentee ballot. But the fact that I got that letter saying that my birthday was wrong kind of triggered something. You follow me on that?
Yeah. You know what I think? What I'm going to ask you here, did the Denver Elections Commission send you that letter?
I have no idea.
Where does it have, Denver Election Commission, what does the letterhead say?
You know, at that point in time, I didn't think about it.
Did you save the letter?
No, I had to check off my birthday and send it back. And when that happened, it triggered something, you know, like, oh.
Yeah, like voter suppression.
Correct. So,
But you did call.
Yes.
And they said
I was registered, and I did send in an absentee ballot already.
Then you're safe.
Correct. But I'm wondering how many people who might have moved, changing their address and saying, "Well, your birthday's not correct." And
man, I wish you had saved that letter.
I know, but it said to write in your birthday and then send it back, which I did. And once I heard that they were doing voter suppression in other states, it like, oh, my gosh. You know, they were trying to wipe me out on the voters.
All right, well, if anybody else is listening that's gotten this letter that has a copy of it or that received it, in and around the Denver area, please give us a call, because that doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't, and that's why I called to let you know, because I wanted to make sure that I could vote. And so when I moved, I sent
right.
my new address, and they sent a letter back saying, well, your birthday's not right.
Well, if you send in your absentee ballot, you're safe.
Yeah.
All right.
But I just wanted to bring it up to other people.
Yeah, definitely. If anybody knows anything about this, please give us a call at 303-713-7600. Linda, thanks for being attentive. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate what you're doing.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right. Is there voter suppression going on out there? Does anybody know? 303-713-7600. 717 after 7. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it looks like a pretty treacherous ride now on some sections of our freeways through the city. It's cold, so the ice really not melting fast enough. As a result, number of collisions slowing down the commute. Northbound 25 still struggling from C-470 up through the tech center. Slower due to those conditions and crashes for sure at County Line. The one north of 225 should be out of the way. We did have a brand new problem, though. Southbound 25 going to westbound 6th Avenue. I-70 eastbound still sluggish near Peoria, and both 270 and I-76 stacked up across the north end of town. Your mountain drives, I-70 is open. But again, you want to drive with caution. Watch out for slick spots. No chain restrictions in a
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it.
Find what you're looking for now at cheaperusedautos.com.
Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a Progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 51, under mostly sunny skies. Going to be a nice, nice day. All right, it's open phones here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Steve on a cell phone. Steve, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Good. Hey, the one thing that I don't see from the Democrats when it comes to Iraq is a plan to win. I mean, everybody wants out of Iraq, Jay, I mean, including conservatives, but not until we win.
But using the term win in this situation with what we're facing is too broad. In other words, what do you consider to be winning? First of all, when we first went into this, it was weapons of mass destruction.
Hold on, let me
develop this a second and then get your reaction to it.
Okay.
Then that went out the door because there aren't any. Then it became, we're going to establish a democratic republic in Iraq that is going to lead the way to freedom in the region and a stable Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they no longer talk about the democratic part, nor do they no longer talk about the being a leading beacon of light of freedom for the rest of the region. Now, the last thing that was said by the president was a stable Iraq. Now, the question is, how do you get the country stable because we don't have enough troops? So is winning there stabilizing the country? Would that be the definition of winning?
No. To me, winning is a democratic Iraq with a small d democracy. I don't know that it's ever going to be a Western-style democracy, but a democracy where we have a country in that region that is still going to be Islamic, but is going to have a whole lot of ideas that they have access to that they didn't previously and that most of the countries in that region currently do not. Because, Jay, I think that what it boils down to, and I think I'm like most average Americans, you know, we can look back in history at, for example, the Inquisition, okay? And for 400 years, Christians murdered, killed, did everything that they were going to do. Finally, they figured out, okay, this is not going to work. We're not going to do this any longer. And to me, what it boils down to, and Iraq is the center point of this, is I think in Islam right now, they're going through something similar. And we can either wait it out and take the casualties as we go until they finally figure out, okay, we don't need to convert everyone to Islam under the sword, or we can try and do what we're doing right now, which is to begin to change the region and change the region internally in a way where different ideas are available to the people in that area outside of just madrasas.
Well, and I hear what you're saying, but I think that it's not that simple. I think it's a lot more complicated than that. I don't think that it cuts along specifically along the lines of Islam. I think it cuts along. I think it cuts along lines of clannishness, tribal behavior.
I agree.
I think it cuts along all those lines. And my answer to you would be, suppose the Iraqis don't want what you're proposing.
I don't think that there's any evidence that they don't want.
There have been numerous polls that have been taken over the last year, which indicate that the majority of them want us to leave. And you know what? Here's another thing. Why not this idea?
Hang on, wait.
Why not this idea? If you think that the poll idea is wrong and that the polls are wrong...
I don't, but I don't think that... I think you're putting two things together that don't equate.
How do they not equate?
Because I don't think that necessarily them not wanting us there equates to them wanting to go into a... Islamic theocracy where they're going to
I didn't say that. What I said was the polls indicate that they do not want us there, that they want us to leave, and that they want to settle it for themselves, and that the foreign fighter aspect that the president keeps bringing up is at best about 2% of the people who are involved there, and the rest are Sunnis and Shias who want to settle the situation, and maybe the idea of what you want and what the president wants and what we envision for them may not be what they want, and apparently they don't want us. And you know what? What I'd like to see, a nationwide referendum there to be held on whether we stay or go.
Well, I'm
willing to bet you that the vote would be for us to get out.
Well, and one of the other things that I would be willing to do as well is I would also like a nationwide referendum there where we give the option of letting them split back into three again.
Well, whatever it is. I mean, you know what? When you look at it, it's a foreign country. It's a sovereign country. I don't know that we're in the option business with them, and I don't know if we should be in the option business. But one thing we do know right now, we know the following things. One, the administration is lying to us on a daily basis about the progress we're making there. Two, there is no plan to win there because we don't know what winning is. And three, and here's the big one, the third big one on this deal, okay, is that we don't have enough troops in that country and enough help to be able to stabilize what's going on there, and it is rapidly, rapidly spinning out of control. And when you get to a situation where militias start attacking civilians, then you're starting to get into a situation where you're starting to get into a full-blown civil war.
Well, on some of those points, I would agree with you to some extent. At this point, clearly the militias are an issue. Whether we need more troops or not is debatable. I don't know that...
Well, we can't do it with the amount of troops we have now, can we?
Well, Jay, it depends on what direction you want to go. Look,
stabilize the country. In other words, once again, I got to get back to what I said before. What's your definition of winning? Is your definition of winning stabilizing the country? Is your definition of winning building a Western-style democracy and rebuilding the country? If those are your definitions, then you're going to have the amount of manpower and woman power to get it done, which we currently don't have, and we can't even do anything basic like give them the correct amount of electricity.
Well, and I agree. There are some issues there. I don't disagree with that. But at the same time, I understand that we're in a conflict, and that's going to happen. I mean, history is replete with conflicts where things did not go the
you know
way
what?
That you...
You know what? No, it's not going to happen. It didn't happen during World War II, and if you read the New York Times earlier this week, the overestimate.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
I somewhat agree with what you're saying, but Jay, when it comes to World War II, you're wrong. And 4 months after we had finished off the Third Reich, you can read Time magazine from that point where they went and talked about the fact that the United States Army had said, we're no longer going to feed these people. And they were on their own, and there was a big uproar.
World War II, this war has lasted longer than World War II lasted, and the fact is that we are stuck and that there is no...
Jay, we're not stuck.
We're stuck. Then tell me how we're going to get out, then.
Well, Jay, if we as a people decided to, we could pick up and leave tomorrow.
Yeah, but everybody realizes you can't do that. So your definition is winning, tell me which I've never been able to get out of you. What is your definition of winning? Having a democratic, stable Iraq, right?
Yep.
What's your plan to get that done in the form of with the escalating violence that's going on?
Well, my plan to get it done is to give it the time that it's going to need.
How much time?
It may take
how many American lives?
Well, we either decide that it's worth doing it or it's not.
You know
and
what?
If it's worth doing it, then you can't predicate
no.
it.
You know what?
Life.
It's a sovereign country. Let them work out their own problems. It's not worth it. And clearly, if you look at the public opinion polls across this country, most people feel that it is now not worth it. Thanks, Steve. I got to run.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, it's 7:31, 29 before 8. Tim Romer coming up right now. Check of traffic.
Well, traffic virtually down to a halt southbound 25 at 104th. That's thanks to the peak volume there. Patchy ice we've been experiencing along the freeways. So you're going to find that stop and go all the way through Thornton, North Glen. Normal crowding now on all of our other north end highways, including 270, I-76. Still dealing with northbound 25 congestion from earlier issues through the tech center. And you need to watch out for a stall now in the fast lane northbound 25 near 20th. Weather today, mostly sunny, high clouds warmer, 56, currently 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM760, Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/PeopleReady. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and name one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out An American Haunting, Road to Guantanamo, Nacho Libre, and Monster House. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals with over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies, and the sun is out now this morning, and it looks great. We're going to go to the phone and talk to Congressman Tim Romer. He is president of the Center for National Policy and a distinguished scholar at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, a nonprofit research and education institution dedicated to improving public policy and outcomes. And Congressman Romer, thank you for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on.
My pleasure.
As you look at the United States now, as you look around now after your work on the 9/11 Commission, and most of what you guys recommended has not been put in place, what are your feelings about that?
Well, what I feel right away, and I think many of your listeners probably driving to work or sitting in their kitchens getting ready to go to work or, you know, sitting with their families, getting their kids off to school, people feel unsettled today about the direction of the United States and the world, both domestically and overseas, that our government, our Congress, the White House is just not responding to some of the things we need them to work on. They seem to get distracted, and nowhere more than in national security. The 9/11 Commission, a set of five Democrats, five Republicans, in a bipartisan way, made 41 recommendations for new answers in a new era to a brand new threat, moving from the Cold War to the new hot war. They passed, the White House and the Congress passed, not 100% of them, not 75% of them, but about 50%. So that makes us about half safer. That's not acceptable. And those are things, Jay, that most listeners really relate to. They're concerned about the most dangerous terrorists in the world getting the most dangerous weapons, like a dirty bomb or a chemical weapon. Congress hasn't done nearly enough on this front. We're concerned about trying to make sure that when there is an attack or Katrina hits, that our first responders can speak with one another and communicate so they can rescue our people and help our people. Congress, in their infinite wisdom, has decided not to do that until 2009, 8 years after 9/11. And there are other issues, fiscal responsibility issues, about passing a plan, making sure that we base our spending on homeland security on intelligence, metrics, measurable things, on nuclear power plants and chemical plants and ports and borders, not pork barrel spending and pet projects for individual congressmen and congresswomen. Those are three things that would change immediately our priorities, and Congress hasn't done those things.
And that must be that has to be frustrating.
It is extremely frustrating. Selfishly, I have four children, 6, 9, 12, and 13. I want them raised in a world that's going to be safer. I don't think we're safer and safe enough. I'm frustrated because I've worked very closely with 9/11 family members over the last 4 years, and they have lost a lot, Jay. They've lost sons, daughters, husbands, wives. They lost a lot of their future. And these people have weighed into the system. They've worked directly with the 9/11 Commission, and they've told our government, you didn't do a good enough job. We need to make us safer, and we're still not there yet. So I really, you know, I share these 9/11 families' frustrations.
7:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Tim Romer, former 9/11 Commission member, on the line. Let me ask you something. I've always wanted to ask somebody who was on the 9/11 Commission this. You remember Condoleezza Rice had that presidential daily briefing memo that said Bin Laden determined to attack. Remember that?
And I do.
And when she was being pressed by that about it, and I believe it was Richard Benveniste who was doing it, if my memory serves me correct, and she kept saying, but this is an historical document, but this is a historical document. Did you buy that? Did you buy that that was a historical document?
No, I don't really think that that's the best description of the presidential daily brief, nor do I think that it's the best description of what was happening in the summer threat environment leading up to 9/11. We had the director of intelligence at the CIA, George Tenet, who can use a colorful phrase or two when he's talking to you. He said his hair was on fire during that summer, that they knew something very, 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 very big was about to happen. That's four verys in my counting. That means the United States is in some severe trouble. Also, Jay, you know, we knew going back to 1993 that Al-Qaeda attacked the United States. They came into New York City, they attacked the World Trade Center, they used a van, and they injured 1,000 people, and then they came back 8 years later and did it again. So the argument that 5 years later that we're automatically safer because nothing has happened here, I think badly misstates what you think the threat environment is in a post 9/11 world. You don't understand the post 9/11 world because we've had attacks in Bali, in Madrid, in London, in Beslan, sleeper cells popping up in Toronto, and maybe some in the United States. There was that Miami, Florida situation a few months ago. We've got a problem. And people saying, oh, everything's fine because we haven't been attacked in 5 years, I think badly underestimates the threat and misunderstands or fails to understand the threat of Al-Qaeda in a post-9/11 world.
But with that public briefing in hand, could 9/11 have been prevented?
I don't know that 9/11 could have been prevented. Could pieces of it have been deflected? Could we have done something ahead of time if some of these clues had been put together? We say very forcefully in the book, Jay, you've probably read the book.
Right, I did.
We talk about there's a table in our book that talks about 9 or 10 missed opportunities by the CIA and the FBI, that they failed to talk to one another time and time again and share information. They failed to share information about Hazmi and Midar coming into the country. We had all kinds of failures there. And could something have happened when they finally got to Massawi in August of 2001? Here is an extremist that has learned to fly, is trying to learn to fly. They catch him 3 weeks before 9/11, and the FBI, the head of the FBI, never is even informed by his own field agents that they've caught this guy. When the system is blinking red, when Mr. Tenet's hair is on fire, when something very, 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 very big is about to happen, the communication just doesn't get up the line to the director of the FBI at that time, Tom Picard. Just one mistake after another. And so if they had put these things together, was there a chance that something could have been prevented or something might have happened to deflect parts of 9/11? We'll never know that.
Hmm. All right, here we are now in 2006, the war in Iraq. You guys said repeatedly that there was no connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. You guys said repeatedly that there was no connection between Iraq and 9/11, yet we're there nevertheless. What's your view sitting on the sidelines now, this particular situation?
Well, I think certainly just to clarify, the 9/11 Commission, again, five Democrats, five Republicans, found that there was no connection between Saddam Hussein and Iraq and the 9/11 attacks. We look back 10, 12 years, saw that there might have been an occasional meeting, but there was no operational cooperation, no operational exchanges in terms of pulling off missions between Iraq and al-Qaeda. And the fact that the vice president continued to say it, now over 40% of Americans believe it. So it's even more important to continue to state it for the record that the 9/11 Commission found that there was no connection. I think, interestingly, moving ahead, Jay, listeners, I think, across the country are keenly aware of the situation in Iraq. We have lost almost 3,000 of our brave men and women in combat over the last few years, almost the same number as we lost on 9/11, the day itself we were attacked by al-Qaeda in the war in Iraq. 3,000 Iraqis almost die per month in Iraq. You know, if you had 3,000 Brits or 3,000 Russians or 3,000 Indonesians dying per day or per month due to terrorism, there would certainly be a lot of attention to that. And the United States, I think our government, our civilian leadership, has made almost every mistake imaginable in this war, even though our military has performed brilliantly. They've done everything we've asked them to do. We're very grateful for what those brave men and women have done. But it's time for us to make sure that we change the course of events there. You need members of Congress that are going to go and not just talk about sound bites of, you know, stay and die or cut and run. We need the American people to engage their Congress in getting a good debate on Iraq so that we can do some things to change the situation there and start to redeploy in a responsible fashion some of those troops and do what General Casey has said, who's in control over there. He thinks our troops can be home in 12 to 18 months and that we do need a change in policy.
So we need a definite, but the president signals that, or at least right now he signals that that there's no change coming.
Well, here's what the president said the other day. After 3 years, Jay, 3 years in Iraq, 2 weeks before an election, we're finally, according to what the president said in the press conference the other day, finally talking about the number one issue in America today. And he's saying, well, let's discuss this. I think the American people want a discussion. They don't want sound bites. They don't want they know it's not easy answers. They know that there has to be a change in course over there, that we haven't been dealt with squarely and truthfully on this issue, that mistakes have been made across the board on Iraq, and you know, mistakes made on the intelligence going in, mistakes made about how we'd be greeted, mistakes made about what kind of liberation would take place, mistakes made on Abu Ghraib, mistakes made on almost everything you can imagine, not using the military and our expertise gained in Kosovo and Bosnia to rebuild a country economically and politically and institutionally. That knowledge was not used in Iraq after the invasion initially. So we need to get it right now, 3 years later, and I think the American people want members of Congress to go to Washington, work on these kinds of issues, rather than just engage in scurrilous, you know, scandals or sound bites or just attack each other. We got to solve some problems: energy security, national security, fiscal security, education security. How do we rebuild a workforce in our country so that we can compete in a world economy where China and India are going to be rising in the next 10 to 15 years? How do we make sure we take care of our poor? What do we do about making sure that 50% of our kids aren't dropping out of schools in our inner cities in America today? There are a lot of issues Americans want this Congress and this White House to work on when we can't afford to continue to have people just argue with each other and neglect these big problems.
Boy, we haven't even touched North Korea, but we're out of time. Thank you so much. for your service to the country and being part of the 9/11 Commission and being a congressman. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm tempted to ask you real quick, thinking about running for office again, maybe?
Well, Jay, I'm busy with four kids. I'm campaigning. Last year, I campaigned for my sixth grader to run for student body president. He ran. I campaigned for him outside of bus stops, and we got him elected. There might be another run in my future, but if I can just encourage people to get involved in politics, just like these 9/11 families did, who lost sons and daughters, came to Washington, made their government accountable. Those people on the Flight 93, they knew they were going to die. They took the plane back after they voted. They vote knowing they're going to die and vote to take that plane down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, rather than let it hit our Capitol. That's the kind of example on Flight 93, our 9/11 families on 9/11 that lost so much. They engage our government. They make it responsible. They make it accountable. And we need voters to do the same on Election Day and get out there and cast their ballots.
Boy, I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you, Congressman Romer. Thank you so much for your time. And as always, the door is open. Want to come back on the show? We'd love to have you.
It would be my honor to be back with you, Jay. Keep your good work up. And hopefully we haven't caused too many people to drive off the road on their way to work.
I think we're okay.
All right.
See you later, Congressman.
Thanks, Jay.
There's Congressman Timothy J. Romer. He is a former member of the 9/11 Commission. He is a member of the 9/11 Commission. And we thank him for being on the show. Open phones continue here. By the way, if you missed any of that interview, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. 749, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Traffic now with Gina.
Well, Jay, we still have some little stop and go now eastbound I-70 as you approach Peoria. We've had a mishap at that off-ramp for the last bit, and it looks like they're going to shut that down temporarily to remove that vehicle, and then it should start to get back to normal. Other than that, just seeing very heavy traffic now around the metro area, all the usual hot spots, I-70 westbound between 225 and 270, I-225 southbound through the tech center, that's Yosemite to I-25, and I-76 westbound between 88th and I-25. We did have a single car wreck on the ramp from southbound 25 to westbound 6th and dealing with a stall in the fast lane northbound 25 at 20th. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, some high clouds, warmer 56, currently 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, with Joe Connison sidelined with a bum shoulder, Howard Fineman from Newsweek will be pinch hitting. Unfortunately, Howard isn't board certified to judge Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me, so we'll have to play our Peabody Award-winning game show without him. Plus, Ohio congressional candidate Victoria Walson, all on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Saturday night, November 4th on Lifetime. Don't miss the premiere of the sizzling new series, Monarch Cove.
They say I killed my father. I spent 6 years locked up for a crime I didn't commit. Now I'm free. I've come back home to start my life over.
Sex, seduction, scandal. Anything can happen in Monarch Cove.
Be happy you're alive, Bianca. Stir things up too much. You'll end up like your father.
Monarch Cove. New series premieres Saturday, November 4th at 9, 8 central, followed by Desperate Housewives, part of Lifetime's All New Saturday Night.
My story is on Lifetime.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:54, 54 minutes past the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high at 51. J. Marvin, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. You know one thing I haven't done this morning? I haven't looked in the section in the newspaper that tells you what movies are playing in town. And is the new Dixie Chicks documentary here yet? Called Shut Up and Sing. I can't wait to see that. But I don't know if it's playing anywhere. If anybody knows, call and let us know, because I'd love to go see it. I love the Dixie Chicks, no question about it. Here's Kelly on a cell phone. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, yesterday I didn't get a chance to call in when you were having your discussion about referendum I and 41. Anyhow, I was just a little story about my neighborhood. We were having a block party around Labor Day, and it was one of the things that came up. And I think it was something I didn't hear when I was listening to the people who were calling in was, what happens if both of them pass? Because I find in my neighborhood it's pretty well split between progressives and conservatives that seems to be what a lot of myself and neighbors are actually thinking about doing, voting yes on both. They feel a religious connotation applies to marriage, but at the same time it's not fair to not give gay and lesbian couples, equal access as far as legal things go.
Well, my answer to that is I voted yes on I and no on 43 because, to me, I don't think we need the definition of marriage being between one man and one woman put into the Colorado State Constitution. What is that? Is that a declaration of insecurity? And this whole thing, we spent 2 hours on it yesterday, this whole thing about you got to define. Why do you have to define marriage? What is the big deal about defining marriage?
Well, I think we were talking about it, that marriage does have a unique, or to us, somewhat a unique religious connotation to it.
Well,
yeah, in the same way, the government cannot baptize you, or it cannot canonize you, or excommunicate you.
Well, if it has a unique religious meaning to you, then practice it in your church, practice it in your synagogue. Practice it in your mosque or wherever it is that you practice your religion, and that's fine. I mean, why does it have to be in the state constitution? Why does your religious preference have to leak over into a public non-secular document?
Well, like I said, I'm just telling you this, my speculation of the outcome, and I think that it is not a great number of people who actually have the same general feeling that I do.
Well, I'm asking you, I'm asking you a reasonable question, which is that if this is what your religion tells you, why do your religious views have to find their way in to the state constitution, which is supposed to be a secular document? Don't say it does. Tell me why it does. What's your justification?
I'm saying to me it does, and to me.
Well, what is your justification?
Like I said, that marriage is through its existence was first codified, I guess, through religious sanction.
Okay, so your religious belief is that marriage should be between a man and a woman, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But explain to me why it is that your religious views should then find its way into the state constitution, which is supposed to be a secular document.
Well, I guess I don't have a good answer for you.
Well,
honestly,
if you sit down and think about it, you'll come away with the conclusion that in reality, it doesn't have to and it shouldn't, because you wouldn't want me to take my religious viewpoints and have them stuck in the Colorado State Constitution. So if it's religious, I understand it. God bless you. But you know what? It doesn't belong in the state constitution. Thank you for the call. All right, we'll continue here at Open Phones, 303-713-7600. We've got Christy Harvey coming up, too, from the Center for American Progress. We'll toss around some stuff with her, take more of your phone calls. Hang around with us here at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Affordable utilities. Or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote. Paid for by AARP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's been raging now for more than 24 hours, fed by dry brush and fanned by gale force wind gusts. Deadly arson fire in the rugged terrain about 80 miles east of Los Angeles. Those flames have killed four firefighters, left a fifth in critical condition. Forest Service spokesman Pat Ball says they never had a chance.
Just caught them totally off guard. They had no time to even deploy their shelters.
A $100,000 reward's been posted for information on the person or persons who set the fire. KNX radio reporter Ron Kilgore is watching the effort to contain the flames.
They're going to try to hit this fire as hard as they can at daylight with everything they've got. They're going to try to make a stand to keep it from going any further.
400 people have been stranded in a campground since the flames burned to the edge of the only road out. In Columbus, Ohio, three children are among four people killed by an early morning house fire. Investigators don't know how it started. In West Palm Beach, four suspects picked up on drug charges have been identified as persons of interest in the murders of a husband and wife and their two young sons. They were found dead 2 weeks ago along the Florida Turnpike near Port St. Lucie. Did Vice President Cheney really endorse a practice some critics call torture? CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller is live with the latest.
Facing an avalanche of questions, White House spokesman Tony Snow denies that Cheney was endorsing the use of waterboarding, which simulates a drowning sensation, as part of CIA interrogations of terror suspects. Though in an interview this week with WDAY, Cheney was asked about dunking terror suspects in the water.
It's a no-brainer for me, but I, for a while there, I was criticized as being the vice president for torture. We don't torture.
Spokesman Tony Snow says Cheney was not talking about waterboarding and the administration does not discuss interrogation techniques. Frank?
An Ohio congressional race is getting attention around the country. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us why.
As Democrats look to make Nancy Pelosi the next House Speaker, the only woman in the Republican leadership is fighting to hold on.
One little political comment. She would like your vote on November 7th.
At the Hilltop Kiwanis Club, Deborah Price says she's not one of the corrupt Republicans, but knows they're a factor.
Which adds a little toxicity to the political climate.
A climate helpful for the Democrat trying to unseat her.
Congress has become part of the problem here.
Mary Jo Kilroy says voters are ready to send a message about the president, the war, and the Republicans. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Columbus, Ohio.
A major airport may not be as secure as it should be. CBS's Jim Shenevy has that.
Federal security officials sent undercover agents into Newark Liberty International Airport with concealed bombs and guns
and the screeners failed 20 of 22 tests. That's according to unidentified federal officials interviewed by the Newark Star-Ledger newspaper. The failures occurred in both checks of passengers and luggage and reportedly included explosive devices hidden under bottles of water and beneath the agent's clothing.
In early trading, the Dow's down 42 points. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The sun coming out today, as you can see, but the damage to power lines still there. XL Energy's Tom Henley says more than 90,000 people lost power during yesterday's storm.
Currently, we have about 1,400 customers still without power in the Denver metro area. They are mostly concentrated on the west and northwest parts of town, including Boulder and the surrounding mountain communities.
XL will have 80 crews out again today, hoping to get all that power restored by 8 o'clock tonight. Heavy wet snow played havoc on trees in the region, broken branches, limbs, littering many roadways, and also caused many power outages, as you heard. Officials asking residents to inspect their trees for dangerous fractures. The city and county of Denver is actually picking up some of those branches. You have to put them by your trash barrels, though, and bundle them up. You can't have more than 50 pounds worth of tree branches, though, bundled next to that. Call your local city to find out what the rules are there. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're smoothing out a little bit around the city. At least no major collision areas on our freeways. Sluggish, though, northbound 25. As you approach Alameda, we've got a stall in the right lane. Signal light problems at Quebec near 270 causing a delay. And so far, so good along I-70, at least some of that congestion breaking up from Havana to Peoria. Eastbound routes starting to bog down, C-470 Broadway to University, both 6th Ave and Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Outside the city, a report of a couple of wrecks, one possibly CSP-involved westbound I-70 near Bakerville. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, high clouds, warmer, high of 56, currently 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out An American Haunting, Road to Guantanamo, Nacho Libre, and Monster House. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals with over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, streaming at am760.net, and all hours of the show available via podcast at am760.net. High today, 51 under mostly sunny skies. Looks a whole lot different today than it did yesterday, that's for sure. All right, she has such a long resume. I'd be here for 2 hours trying to read everything off. She's been absent without leave for the last couple of weeks. Back on the program, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress via the telephone. Christy.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
I'm okay. All right, let's recap for those who do not know. First, Christy was going to go to Las Vegas. When was this, 2 weeks ago?
Actually, that was 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. So did you go to Las Vegas?
I went to Las Vegas. I had a great time.
And where'd you stay?
And I stayed at the Wynn, and I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. It was a trip I had won at a charity function.
Ooh, you stayed at the Wynn?
I know. Isn't it fancy?
Oh, yeah. And also, did you see, did you go downstairs there and you see that Penske motor dealership there with all the Ferraris,
Ferraris.
And the Maseratis?
Exactly. I unfortunately did not win enough at blackjack to to come home with one, but
You didn't go in there and say, I'm Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and I'd like to test drive this bad boy worth $1.2 million?
Didn't even think about it. Didn't even think about it. Next time, definitely.
Okay, well. All right, and then you stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yes, which is lovely. It's about 30 miles outside the city, and it's this strange little resort in the middle of nowhere, but it was beautiful. And then I sat next to a sick baby on the flight back to Washington and have been sick ever since.
Yeah,
so I blame the baby.
Then you kept sending us emails saying, oh, I'm too sick to do it.
Well, I got some sort of bronchitis, and the real problem was it knocked my voice out. So I could have written you lovely letters and emails, but I couldn't talk. So, but I'm on lots and lots of mind-altering medications via my doctor, and am on the road to recovery.
See, we thought you were just in Vegas playing hooky.
Trying to work off my debts? No, I was actually legitimately sick for once.
All right, let's start it off here. And since you've been gone for 3 weeks, first choice is yours.
Okay. Well, there's just so much going on this week.
Oh,
I thought maybe you could help me clarify something with the Iraq strategy, because I'm actually really struggling with this one. Okay, so Sunday I kind of get back in the news cycle and I see good news. The White House has had this huge meeting, and the reports are they've come out with this timetable, and they've set this list of benchmarks that the Iraq government has got to meet in order for us to bring our troops home within the next 12 to 18 months. I think that sounds fantastic.
Right.
So then the next day, they say, well, there are benchmarks and there is a 12 to 18 month time frame, but you can't call it a timetable. And then they say, okay, well, yeah, it's sort of a timetable, but there's absolutely, if Iraq doesn't play along with us, there's nothing we can do. So we're really just going to keep on keeping on like we have been, but just don't call it stay the course. So then finally, we've got the Prime Minister of Iraq saying, well, actually, I'm not going to do anything that was included in that list. And Donald Rumsfeld yesterday, pulled a Rumsfeld, stood up and told everybody to back off and leave him alone. So what is the new Iraq plan?
I think that the new plan is this. I think that they want to change plans.
Right.
I think that they are testing out the idea with the American public that they're floating trial balloons, and that I think that maybe even they're going to preempt the Iraq study group, because the Iraq study group is going to recommend that we set a timetable to put pressure on the Iraqi government.
Right.
And so maybe what they're doing is they're drifting that way, but not quite going there, because they're, 11 days away from the midterms.
Exactly. And I think you're right on there, especially with the Iraq Commission thing. They want to get out in front of that. But I think I honestly feel that it's more of a lot of the same of the stuff that we've been seeing, where they are really concerned about the semantics. They're really concerned about the words they use and the effect that the word will use, but and the PR aspects of it. And I'd like them to spend a little bit of that time maybe on the strategy itself.
Well,
that would make me a little happier.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, I think it's all PR, and I think it's all words, and they're saying things that I don't think are particularly true. For instance, Maliki is not going to disarm the militias. He can't, because he can't disarm the Mehdi militia, because he owes where he is. 30 seats in the Iraqi parliament are controlled by Sadr, and he's loyal to Sadr.
Exactly.
So he's not going to go to Sadr and say, drop all your arms. I mean, he can't do it. And then George W. Bush stands up there and says, and I know that Maliki is the guy to get this done.
Right. I looked into his eyes and saw his soul, just like Putin.
Right, exactly. So we're being BS'd again. I mean,
exactly.
that's the short of it, right?
I think that's dead on. But especially with all of the really, really tragic news coming out of Iraq, turns out this past month was the deadliest month we've ever seen there ever for U.S. soldiers. You know, with that sort of news coming out, it's time to stop sort of playing these sort of games and just say, look, you know, let's look at all of the facts. So I actually have some pretty high hopes for the James Baker Lee Hamilton survey that will come out, because I think having someone who is not invested politically in what's going on, like most of the White House right now is, I think actually could be good.
You think that the White House will follow the recommendations?
No, but I think it's a positive step to at least have some.
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe it might force them to come up with some kind of concrete plan. 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. All right, Bush signs the bill yesterday for the 700-mile border fence, which, by the way, I saw in a diagram today that it runs through Del Rio, Texas, and Eagle Pass, my old stomping grounds. But there's one problem with the fence deal. You know what that is? There's no, there's no money to pay.
Not a fence?
No, there's no money to pay for it.
There's no fence. There's no fence. Yeah, he made this. It was this big ceremony, big pens, everybody, lots of flashbulbs, lots of cameras. And building the fence is going to cost up to about $9 billion, that's with a B, $9 billion. And so far they've allocated $1.2 billion for it. And then on top of that, right after the lawmakers passed this bill earlier this month, they turned right around and said, well, actually, you can just use that money for whatever you want. It doesn't have to go towards the fence. You can use it for cameras or lights or radars or vehicle barriers. So I think the technical congressional term for that is giant loophole you can drive a truck through.
Which essentially means there's no money for the fence.
No money. No money. No money for a fence. No real actual solid plan to move forward with the fence. It was lots of smoke and mirrors yesterday.
So it's meaningless.
Yeah, it is meaningless. Well, they did it too. I mean, you're right. We're just a few days outside of the election. They did it to try to get people whipped up about the immigration issue. It's usually a winner for the GOP side. And they thought if they get out there and they talk about it and they pretend to be doing something strong and hardcore, that would get the base all whipped up and excited. But instead, it was pretty obvious that it was just electoral politics.
Poll with the AP. You probably saw this story. The middle class voters are abandoning the GOP. What do you make of that?
Wouldn't you? I mean, look at all of the news that we've seen lately.
Yeah, I would. I never would have supported him to begin with.
You know, the Bush administration and the Republicans before this election, their big plan was, okay, the Iraq war, total loser for us now. Nobody talk about Iraq. Don't talk about national security. You know, we're in big trouble there. Everybody just talk about how great the economy is doing. But the real news is the economy is doing fabulously if you're, say, the CEO of Halliburton. But for everybody else, for all of us punching a clock and trying to make ends meet by the end of the week, it's not doing well. And unemployment is still rampant, and there's some really interesting news. People, for example, are unable to save as much right now. Savings is down something like 8 points from what it was just a couple of years ago because of increased health care costs. And people are having, for the first time ever, tuition increases have outpaced the raising inflation. And so there's all of these little ways that we are getting nickel and dimed to death with the economy, and there really isn't any hope in sight or anybody really looking out for the middle class right now. So it's a loser issue because people are onto them. They see through it. You know, people can say all they want, hey, look how much, you know, look how great the economy is going for you. All you really have to do is check your wallet, and you know if that's true or not.
Yeah, in many places like here in Colorado, north of us, in the Greeley area in Weld County, they have a huge astronomical foreclosure rate up there.
Yeah, it's a big problem all over the place, you know, with the housing costs, especially if it started to ease up a little bit right now, but over the past few years, it's just been really out of control. And once you get yourself in one of those holes, it's really hard to climb out. And I think that's what a lot of us are facing right now.
Oh, you don't have to start the music yet. We're not done. I always go over with Christy on Friday. We got to get a few more minutes. I got a few more things I got to get in with her.
Let's do it.
All right. Here's from the New York Times this morning. You're going to love this one. GOP moves fast to reignite issue of gay marriage.
Right.
You think it's going to work? I don't think it's going to work.
I don't. And here's the thing. The GOP has had really big success, especially in the past few election cycles, with their wedge issues, with the issues that tap into people's hidden bigotry or wish to be holier than thou or their elitism or stuff like that. And, I mean, last time we saw, you know, they really were able to tap into a certain subsegment of society's hidden fears about homosexuality and things like that. And it's over now. You know, people realized, I think, that when things started to actually move forward with giving gay rights and the new things that just passed in New Jersey with the Supreme Court, you know, it doesn't really affect you yourself unless you are gay and want to get married. And it's not the boogeyman in the closet that the right wing tried to make it out to be.
So the public doesn't buy it this time. And
I don't
also,
think so.
And also, do you think they buy the idea of vote for us or you'll die?
No, I don't think they're buying that this time. And the other wedge issue that they've really tried is the whole stem cell thing. And that backfired like crazy. You know, you saw all that stuff with Rush Limbaugh and Michael J.
Well,
Fox.
I was just going to bring that up. Fox saying I wasn't acting or off my medication.
Well, the thing with the stem cell issue is they come out and they're trying to use it like they were able to use gay marriage last time, like they've been able to use the if you don't vote for us, you will die in a horrible terrorist death. But the thing is, it doesn't work because everyone, all of us have been affected by losing someone to stroke or Parkinson's or diabetic blindness or a paralyzing car accident. Everyone knows someone that could be affected by stem cell research. And so they've tried to do this nonsensical whipping up of people, and nobody is buying it. Nobody. And so, especially when Rush Limbaugh took it way too far, I think everybody sort of quietly started to back away and said, you know what, it's one thing to be sort of a mean blowhard and another to be an evil bully. And people just got really turned off.
Yeah, as if some of us weren't by him already.
Right.
All right, prediction.
Okay.
Democrats grab the House.
I think so. I hate to jinx it in any way, and, you know, there a lot can still happen in 11 days. But I think if you just take a step back and look at how the different issues are going and how the winds are blowing, I don't see how they couldn't.
How about the Senate?
It's a little dicier, but again, I mean, people are upset about the middle-class squeeze. People are upset about Iraq. People want stem cell research. People want the government out of our civil liberties, and I just think that we're at a tipping point right now. I really do.
All right. Anything flying under the radar we ought to be looking for this coming week?
There's just a lot of other stuff. There's a great article I wanted to make sure you saw in the New York Times also today about how the IRS has jumped into the election game, and it turns out they are not collecting back taxes right now, and they put out a blanket statement not to collect back taxes until after the election because they don't want people to get mad at the White House and at the Republicans. So all of the other tax commissioners from the past are saying, no, you don't get to do that. So I think that's something to keep an eye out for is as the administration and as the party gets more and more desperate to watch them try and push that envelope, and I think it's going to split right open and really get them in some electoral trouble.
Boy, I certainly hope you're right. Christy, it's so good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Plug your website where people can go look at the news.
Great. It's MikeCheckRadio.org. That's Mike, M-I-C, CheckRadio.org. And, yeah, it's paparazzi politics. It's politics and the regular news and Paris Hilton and basically everything you need to know to get through the day.
Oh, and now I don't have time to ask you about the new Dixie Chicks documentary.
Oh, next time, definitely.
Is it playing there in Washington?
I think it opens this weekend, but did you see that NBC has decided to pull ads for it because it criticizes the president?
Yeah. Figures,
bad stuff. Bad stuff.
I'm going to definitely go see it. I just can't wait. I love them, and I always have loved them, even before they made that statement about Natalie Maines made that statement about Bush. All right, we'll get together. We'll talk about the Dixie Chicks and a lot of other stuff next week, okay?
Fantastic. See you next week, Jay.
Okay, take care. It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones continues now, 303-713-7600. We thank Christy Harvey, as always. And let's take a little look here at some sunshiny traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, busy just about wherever you are, but at least no major metro area slowdowns. We're just very heavy now, northbound 25. Busy all lanes through the bridges. Had a little minor problem there just south of Alameda. Looks like a stall block in the right lane causing a snag. Southbound 25, dragging as usual out of Thornton North Glen down to the single digits there at 104th. Same situation if you're headed into downtown, very heavy. Nothing unusual for your Aurora drive. In fact, not bad, except for some heavier conditions southbound at Yosemite, northbound stretching from Parker to 6. High Country Drive has looked pretty good all morning. We do have issues for westbound lanes just before you hit the Loveland Pass. A couple of collisions there.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
I'm Fern O'Brien. As a litigator, I won tough settlements from deadbeats. As a business attorney, I negotiated fair deals for energy and affordable housing. As Attorney General, I'll be a tough, strong, proactive leader for all Coloradans. As Attorney General, I will be your advocate, protecting children and seniors, fighting for consumers and businesses, and safeguarding our land, air, and water.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out An American Haunting, Road to Guantanamo, Nacho Libre, and Monster House. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals with over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on am760.net.
Morning, 8:26, 26 minutes after 8. High today, 51. Mostly sunny out there. Boy, it looks nice out, doesn't it? Looks pretty, too, with the snow, even though I really don't like snow. Okay, Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed any of that Christy Harvey interview, you can get it on podcast, am760.net. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll introduce you to the winner of our Superstar Talk Contest. We'll announce the winner and talk to him on the phone. Right now, we'll go back to the phones, though, and we'll go to Mark, who's been patiently hanging on a cell phone. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mark. How about you?
I'm doing all right, AJ, man. I've listened to a couple of your radio stations for a little while, or your broadcast for a little while here, and I tell you, man, I'm hearing people this morning, I'm saying, you know, this is a problem with our country and what the way we're viewed in other countries. I'm a former soldier. I was in Desert Storm, and I work with soldiers that are now coming home. And one of the problems that I see on a daily basis when I see soldiers coming back in, they talk about, you know, we don't know what we're fighting for anymore. We don't know what the problem, we don't know what we're fighting for. You know, I look at it as, we got a president, you know, you say what you want, he stole the White House or whatever, and now he took us to war on a lie. No weapons of mass destruction was the reason why we were going to war. No, nothing. And so now we have a situation where we have soldiers over there dying on a daily basis. And to me, you know, it's disrespectful to the flag, it's disrespectful to the uniform, it's disrespectful to the people of this country that we have a president who now, you know, think his administration thinks that it's okay to lie to us or just throw us a bone, you know, for the sake of saying, okay, we have to win this fight. We don't even know what kind of fight we're fighting for. So, I mean, and Americans, you know, the American public, we get deceived because when we go abroad on vacation, we receive well. I tell you, as a former soldier, when I had to go to other countries and be stationed there, we're not well-liked. But we're still not well-liked because the problem people say what we have, we're arrogant and we think we can impose. Good morning. We think we can impose whatever we want on other countries. And I bring that up to say this. One of your callers said, well, maybe they should do this, maybe they should do that. You're absolutely right, Jay, when you say they may not want democracy. And I don't think they want it. They want to run it the way they want to run it. We can't impose what our philosophy is on how society should run. We're there, you know, we're at war. No weapons of mass destruction. Can't find any? Go home. You overthrew Saddam Hussein? Come home. The rest of it, I mean, I'm sorry, if the country is left in shambles, hey, we, you know, we didn't start the fight, but we got to end it at some point.
Well, we got a couple of problems. I mean, number one, we don't know who we're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, because you don't know civilian from combatant.
Oh.
Number two, we don't have any kind of a plan, and anything that we seem to put in place doesn't seem to work, and we get all of this milestone, kick the can kind of language from the White House about how we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and then it turns out that that doesn't work, and then this doesn't work. So we need some kind of concrete plan that is going to show all of us, our soldiers, their families, and all of us in this country, that there is some kind of exit strategy out of there, not just a stay-the-course type of thing, no matter what language the administration tries to disguise it in. And then the other thing is, I think we definitely have to sit down and seriously consider that they may not want what we're trying to sell them.
Exactly. And Jay, you know, the funny thing is, you know, when in other countries, you have to abide by their rules. You have to do what they do. Here in our country, we do what we do, and we kind of sell something to the Iraqi people. Like you said, they may not want it. They may like it. They may not. But at the end of the day, we're there fighting a war that we no longer should be fighting. Because we got to get out. We got to bring the troops home. And you know, to me, I see this every day, and I'm going, man, when does this end? Because, you know, our president, you know, if you talk about a solution, you want a solution? The president should be, he should man up and say, hey, I made a mistake, let's end this, we're done. That's what he should do. Not carry this on, like you use the word kick the can mentality and, you know, come up with all kind of catchphrases, we got to stay the course, we're going to do this. He's saving face. Saving face for what? People are dying. This is real. This is not a game. You know, this is real. This, not for play, as you used to say with a little kid. You know, this is a real deal.
Yeah, there's too much politics mixed up in this, and the administration has just got to come clean, and they've got to stop lying to us. And as little as 2 weeks ago, Cheney said things there were going fine. I don't think anybody believes that anymore. Mark, thank you for your service to the country, man, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Open phones continues. One line open at 303-713-7600-832-28 before 9 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with some residual delay from a two-car crash southbound 25 at 112th in the fast lane. Got a major holdup behind it. On the opposite side, northbound 25, a little slower than average for you between the Washington Street Bridge and Alameda. We have a stall now out of the way. Signal malfunction causing some backup at Quebec near 270. And outside the city, report of a couple of wrecks westbound I-70 near Bakerville.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
It's up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to HomeBiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to HomeBiz2006.com. HomeBiz2006.com.
8:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You've heard me talk about Rockies matching down incentive. This is the last month for this, and after this, there ain't going to be no more. So get on out to Rockies. You put down $1,500, they put down $1,500. And you've got $3,000 down on your next vehicle. But this is only good for the month of October. After that, it's over with. So you've got to take advantage of it right now. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. And if you had a hassle yesterday in the snow, and been thinking to yourself, you know, maybe what I really need is a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help me get through the winter driving conditions, then Rockies is the place to go. Their selection is tremendous. Over 650 clean, late model, used vehicles on the lot. We're talking incredible, incredible selection. And by the way, Rockies always gets into the holidays, and they get into them big time. And right now, their whole showroom's done up for Halloween. And if you get to Rockies now, you can get a free jack-o'-lantern for the family, one per customer. That's at Shagman's Pumpkin Patch. So get on out to Rockies and get your free jack-o'-lantern, too. Rockies Autos. Don't forget, too, the matching down incentive program ends at the end of October. And Operation Freebird coming up. We'll be telling you more about that as we get closer. Get on out to Rockies. See my friends Tom and Marv Alshear. See Spanky out there, Spanky Herrera. See all the great people out there. Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato. All the gang at Rockies, they work so hard. Jim Monroe, they really do. They work hard to make sure that you're happy. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 9. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can check out the inventory or qualify for a pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. No better place to buy a car.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged duster hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the
now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's the weekend. And I don't know about you, but Mary and I are headed up to Fort Collins this weekend, Saturday. We're going up there tomorrow. We're going to work some phone banks for Angie Piccione. Going to try to help Angie beat Marilyn Musgrave, and she will beat Marilyn Musgrave, and everybody needs to get out and vote and get involved. Mostly sunny today, high of 51. Let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Reggie, who's in Denver. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, Reggie.
You know, Jay, most of these political ads are so embarrassing, it's just, you know, worth turning off, but there's a funny one out. I don't know if you've heard about Amendment 43, and it's got George Bush up there doing a news conference. He's at the presidential lectern, and they're asking him questions, and he looks like a little kid up there, George Bush impersonator. It's a great commercial, even though I'm opposed to Amendment 43. The commercial is a fantastic commercial. It's laugh out loud funny.
I haven't seen it. Why are you opposed to Amendment 43, just out of curiosity?
Well, I'm opposed to Amendment 43 because I think that, you know, contract law that could take care of any problem that people who want to be together have, I think contract law could take care of that. I don't think that we need to codify deviant behavior.
You don't believe we should codify deviant behavior?
Yeah, I don't think that a man with a man or a woman with a man is normal behavior.
Oh.
So I'm opposed to it for that reason.
All right, here we go. Here we go. No, normal by whose standards? Yours or mine?
Well, I think it's historical, Jay.
Well, there are a lot of things that are historical, but it doesn't mean it's right.
Well,
I mean, what is the hang up here? What do you care if a man and a man are together or a woman are together? What difference does it make to you?
Well, I just said I don't think we ought to mainstream normalize deviant behavior.
Well, wait a minute. And that's not what I ask you. Don't give me a talking point. I just ask you a question. I'm really amazed at the amount of people who call here when you ask them something and you just ask a simple question. What you get is you don't get an answer. What you get is you get a talking point. First of all,
well, Dave, where did I get my talking point from?
Well, I don't know where you got it from, but what I want to know is if I want to be with my gay lover, and I want to get into a committed relationship with another man, how does that affect you directly?
It has a cumulative effect on society. It degrades society.
How? In what way?
Because it's deviant behavior.
Well, in what way? How does it degrade society? I don't see it as being deviant behavior, but I want to know how it degrades society. Tell me how it degrades society.
Because, Jay, it's out of the norm.
But I don't agree that it's out of norm. But I want you to answer my question about how does it degrade society. You made a statement. Now give us an example of how it degrades society. And how would you even damn well know unless I told you?
How would I know what?
That I was living with another man.
Jay, I don't care what your sexual behavior is, but just don't bring it to the. I'm forced to accept it.
I'm not forcing you to accept anything. If you don't want to be, if you don't want to have gay friends, if you don't have lesbian friends, if you don't want to hang around me because I'm gay, don't hang around me. I'm not asking you to accept anything. But I tell you one thing: I am asking you to do. I'm asking you to grant me the same civil liberties and the same civil rights that you yourself enjoy.
Well,
is there anything wrong with that?
Well, I think it is. I don't think we ought to confer societal privileges on deviant behavior.
Oh, okay, I see. So, in other words, because you consider the behavior to be deviant, you don't think societal privileges should be given. Yet you can't tell me, and can't, and in the course of this conversation, you have yet to point out to me how it affects society one way or the other, how it affects you.
It degrades society, Jay.
How does it degrade society? Give me an example of how it degrades society. In other words, I can give you an example of how the United States government wastes money. I can give you an example about how drugs, hard drugs, are bad for 13-year-old kids. Give me an example of how it degrades society.
Because the mainstream deviant behavior is normalized.
Stop going around in a circle and give me a concrete answer as to how it degrades society. Just give me a frickin' answer. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for your bank account. I'm not asking for your Social Security card. I'm not asking for your private life. I'm not asking for the world. I'm asking you to give me one concrete example on how it degrades society. One. Just give me one example.
Because, Jay, what it does is it normalizes behavior.
That's not an example. How does it degrade society? What negative effect does it have on society? What negative effect does it have? How does it cause injurious behavior to society? That's what I thought. You don't have an answer. You know, and you want to use the historical thing, you're African American. I can take you to places in the South where people would say, we shouldn't have given you guys rights. You know why? Because it's historical. You never had it before. I mean, you know, yeah, I'd hang up if I were you, too, before saying goodbye. Hayes, I don't even know bother why I try. Why do I try? And by the way, I'm voting against 43 because I don't think that the idea of a man and a woman should be in the state constitution. Here's Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Okay.
Well, after your last call, it's not going great.
Well, it's not bad either.
Well, I'm phoning for those people who are on the fence between Rick O'Donnell and Ed Perlmutter. Since he got such glowing reviews, O'Donnell got such glowing reviews from the Rocky Mountain News, they failed to mention a few things. I worked in the Department of Regulatory Agency, known as DORA, and he was the head of DORA in 2002, and he ran against Bob Beaupre in the Republican primary for the same position he's running for now, but he lost. But he ran his campaign out of his office in DORA, and I observed this. I watched him use state facilities.
What, you do write him out to anybody?
When we did, we were displaced. We were put in different positions, so we weren't fired because, of course, that would have come to the light of the public. But we were put in different positions within DORA away from him. So eventually, basically what we saw was this man using state funds in state facilities. And I would like to say, if you're sitting on the fence with this election between the two men, just know that O'Donnell is willing to use your tax dollars to run a campaign. So I would endorse Ed Perlmutter personally.
Well,
that's how I feel. And I just wanted to bring it to light that that's what I observed. And I no longer work for DORA. I work in a different position, but I wanted to bring that to people's attention. That was my experience with Rick O'Donnell. He wasn't a very honest man.
Well, you know what? I don't know about that, and I don't have any way of verifying it. But I'm definitely for Perlmutter. You know that.
Yes. Well, I know we have no way of doing it, and. I mean, there is no way, because the state system would not show that. They would just show that we took different positions. But anyway, I wanted to bring that to light to anybody who's sitting on the fence. And after your last caller, I am also voting no on Amendment 43. It's already in the state constitution, and we don't need it there twice. And secondly, everyone deserves the same civil rights. So,
yeah,
I
would agree. And notice how, and I didn't challenge him on this, I let it go, but notice how he had the amendment confused and was going to vote against it anyway. So I hope he still follows through and does that. Actually, that would defeat the argument he was trying to make, hello, but I didn't really want to give anything away, so I just continued to act as if he were voting for it.
Well, thank you, Jay, for being there. I appreciate the avenue to get out my anger.
You got it, Michael. Anytime, bud.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
See ya. It's 8:46, 14 away from 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll take more of your calls. One line open at 303-713-7600. Oh, and by the way, I know Mary's home laughing when I was told that I got to live with another man. Mary, you're the most beautiful woman I know. Okay. Let's get some traffic now from another beautiful woman. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the biggest problem for you still is Thornton North Glen Drive. Two-car crash blocking the left lane southbound 25 at 112. So be prepared for those rolling backups to at least 120th Street. Still have some stop-and-go northbound 25 through the bridges. That disabled vehicle is gone, however. I-70 catching some congestion westbound from 270 to 225. And right now, 225 looks like it's moving pretty well through Aurora, with the exception of the normal snags at Yosemite and Parker. We did have a signal malfunction causing some delays as well at Quebec near 270. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, some high clouds, much warmer, 56, currently 34 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Angie Piccioni, running for this congressional seat in Colorado, the 4th Congressional District.
We've got one of the best ground games in the country. And we have, in my campaign, we have hundreds, literally hundreds of volunteers who have been knocking on doors for months and who are ready to get out the vote. It's tremendous.
I hope you win. Angie, A-N-G-I-E. Best of luck to you. We'll visit again.
We got to get over the top on this thing. We can take her over the top.
Sounds good. I hope you do.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
8:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice cold night last night. Good sleeping weather. I'll tell you, you can have good sleeping weather all year round. That's with the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. If you haven't tried one, you really, really should. Mary and I have had our bed for 8 years, moved it all over the place, and it still works as good today as it did 8 years ago. With the Sleep Number bed, you can personalize your sleep every night. Simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm and as soft as you and your body need to get that more get more deep, restorative sleep. Ours is, I set mine usually between, anywhere from 75 to 80, and I've even had it as high as 85. Visit a Select Comfort store today to find out your sleep number and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. And this month you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little better during a stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all the proceeds from the beds, pillows, and sheets sold in October go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TV, movie, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature by simply finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store. There are over 400 Select Comfort stores across the country, and here, along the Front Range, Select Comfort stores are located in 10 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand new location at Southlands Mall.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 51. Good morning. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's Friday, and it's open phones. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, just a little vignette from the religious left. I went to a church the other Sunday that was a little more conservative than I normally go to, and I was pleased with the sermon, but when the pastor prayed for our president, my hackles went up.
Hmm.
And I didn't know exactly why. I mean, he is the president of our country, but I don't like to be considered in the group that of our president. I think maybe if you know when Bill Clinton was there, I don't think this pastor prayed for our president.
Did you ask him?
No, it was a big church, and I didn't. But you know, I think common courtesy would be something like to pray for the president. Or the president of our country.
Well, maybe the best thing to do would be that if you get time next time you go is to ask him. Ask him what he meant by it. Ask him where you do. You, is that meant as a subtle endorsement from the pulpit for the current president, for George W. Bush? Would you have done the same thing if Jimmy Carter were the president? Would you do the same thing if it were... Bill Clinton, find out where he's coming from before you get too wound up about it, I think.
Well, that's probably true, but it's just those of us on the religious left also have trouble with our fellow religionists. That's just
well, the religion has Christianity, in a lot of ways, has been hijacked by these
absolutely
by these extreme authoritarian Christians, and
absolutely.
All you can do is do what you're doing now, and that's all anybody can do is just to stand up and speak out and go, wait a minute, you know what? You guys aren't you don't have any monopoly on this, and here we are, and we have a different set of beliefs than you do, and we're more inclusive than you are, and we want to make our opinions known, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Extremism in religion, just like extremism in anything else, politics or anything you can name, is always damaging. It's always dangerous, and it always ends in bad results.
Yeah.
So you got to fight extremism, and what we need is we need balance.
Right.
All right, Bob, take care, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Kent in Lakewood. Kent, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Oh, first of all, I see your last caller. I always did wonder how come, you know, hippie, sandal-wearing, Jesus, love your neighbor, ended up hanging out with a bunch of guys in suits. But what I called to talk about was I'm a vet, and I think that people need to start using Occam's razor when they start to look at what's going on in Iraq and, you know, looking for the simplest answer. And I asked myself, well, why would we invade Iraq? And I honestly think we did it to lose. From a Machiavellian standpoint, this country has not been without an enemy since World War II. We've been in a constant state of warfare. And I think invading Iraq, we knew that the country would be unstable because all the different ethnic groups in there, even going in. I was in Kosovo, and, you know, we had been there for 10 years when I was there. We had to know that, you know, the same thing was going to happen in Iraq. And then the other thing is that it would foster a new generation of enemies for us to fight. Now, our country has, like it or not, We run in the state of warfare. You know, 50% of federal spending is towards the military. So I think what George Bush did when he invaded Iraq was guarantee us a new Cold War, but more like a lukewarm war, kind of a la 1984, that we'll keep fighting for the next 30, 40 years. If it was about ending terrorism, what we would have done was we would have invaded Afghanistan more heavily, and then if we wanted to build a democracy to try that whole experiment, we would have invaded Iran. It's a much better candidate for it. Then the other thing we would have done is we would have fostered international cooperation, which we didn't do, in our intelligence efforts and everything else, and also in educational outreach. You know, if you have an educated population in a country, you know, that knows about the West, you know, here's our ideals, knows we're not evil, they're not going to be your suicide bombers. It's these backwater people in the Islamic world, you know, they have less than an eighth grade education, and all they know is the Quran, that you get to be your suicide bombers and your fighters. So these would have been the steps that would be logical to take to truly try and end terrorism.
Yeah,
I think.
But you're looking at the world, and you're looking at the situation through the eyes of a rational human being who would plan things out and would take all of these things into consideration, rather than looking at the world through the eyes of ideologues who have a whole total different take on things. And the only thing I can recommend you do is just read the numerous books that are out there, from Fiasco to Ron Suskind's book to Frank Rich's book. And they didn't go in here to lose. They went in because they believed in a misguided manner that this would be a cakewalk and that they could turn the Middle East around. And what's happened is exactly completely the opposite. And that's what happens when you look at the world through strictly ideological glasses and not through reality.
But Jay, the thing is, though, is if I can come up with this, don't you think some of the big brains up top can come up with this? Don't you think there are people in the government besides the people who are running it right now
no,
who actually
I don't
help
think,
me?
No, because I don't think they look at it the way you do. And what I would point to you is that you read those books and you'll see. And it's one of the reasons why they have done all kinds of other things in connection with this war. Ken, thank you, man.
No, I'm
sorry.
All right.
All right, we'll talk.
Take care.
All right, coming up, we'll introduce you to the Talk Superstar and winner, and we'll take more open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Streaky, old wiper blades are an accident waiting to happen. So don't put your safety at risk. Get to AutoZone today and do something about it. Right now, for a limited time at AutoZone, buy two Bosch Micro Edge Excel wiper blades and receive a $5 AutoZone gift card free by mail-in rebate. See store for details. So play it safe and get ready for messy fall and winter driving. Get to AutoZone and get a new set of wiper blades today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The winds are still strong and dangerous on the wildfire line near Palm Springs, California. More evacuations have been ordered as the big fire continues to grow. CBS's Karen Brown is there.
It's spread to more than 24,000 acres in 24 hours. That is pretty much unheard of. They do believe that the person who purposely set this fire knew how to choose the perfect location, the perfect conditions to cause the most damage.
The fire killed four firefighters yesterday, and today a fifth who was critically injured is fighting for his life. A horrible scene in Columbus, Ohio.
I heard screaming and hollering and stuff, and I went outside and I seen the fire and stuff, and I asked if she would need any help, and she goes, "My baby's my baby."
Inside the blazing house, an 18-year-old woman and her three young children were killed. Six others inside got out. Officials don't know what caused the fire. In Florida, four people held on federal drug charges are now being called persons of interest in the Turnpike Bodies case. A family of four was found slain along the highway near Port St. Lucie 2 weeks ago. To Iraq and the hunt for a kidnapped U.S. soldier.
I'm Kathy McCormick in Baghdad. U.S. warplanes are flying overhead as the operation continues in Sadr City. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver says it involves Iraqi army and police forces, along with U.S. troops, all working together to find the soldier who was a linguist of Iraqi descent. He was abducted on Monday while visiting relatives in Baghdad.
Waterboarding has nothing to do with extreme sports. It's a torture technique that's making some new waves at the White House. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer.
Waves of questions, Steve, as Vice President Cheney goes on the record on the interrogation technique that makes strapped-down suspects feel like they're drowning. Cheney was asked if, quote, a dunk in the water is a no-brainer if it can save lives.
It's a no-brainer for me.
Now, the White House contends the Vice President was not discussing a torture method in an interview with WDAY Radio in Fargo, North Dakota.
For a while there, I was criticized as being the Vice President for torture. Well, we don't torture.
This morning, spokesman Tony Snow says Cheney was responding to loosely worded questions. The group Human Rights Watch describes Cheney's remarks as a clear endorsement of waterboarding. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Colorado, digging out after the big snowstorm.
I was pretty surprised that, you know, it's this heavy and this wet outside.
Thousands are still without power in much of the state. Flights at Denver's airport are back to normal. The storm dumped 2 feet of snow in the mountains and left 4-foot-high drifts on the state's eastern plains. The storm system then pushed into Kansas, kicking up tornadoes, but they didn't do too much damage. St. Louis Cardinals look to claim the World Series tonight on home turf. A 5-4 win last night over Detroit, giving the Cards a commanding 3-1 lead. Wall Street, the Dow is down 30 and the NASDAQ off 6. This is CBS News.
Tired of trying to beat the stock market? A USA Today article stated some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft. Gold and other precious metals have given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. And some experts predict gold could more than double or triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting your savings and growing your wealth with the 2006 Gold American Eagle coins at an excellent price. They want you to experience how easy and profitable precious metals investing can be. In fact, Blanchard & Company will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-640-7083 to purchase the 2006 Gold American Eagle.
Backed by the U.S. government for weight content and purity.
800-640-7083. Don't miss out on this investment opportunity. Call 800-640-7083.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 local news update now, and it's starting to warm up. 36 degrees right now in Denver. Some folks in and around the metro area still without power, though, believe it or not. The numbers in the hundreds, though, as compared to the 90,000 people who experienced some power problems yesterday. Maybe it wasn't the cattle after all. Investigators in California suspecting wild pigs may be to blame for contaminating spinach with E. coli last month.
204 cases across 26 states and one Canadian province.
3 people died, over 200 people sickened. A fund up for the injured state trooper recovering from a gunshot wound. Brian Cook was shot in Garfield County earlier this week. The man alleged to have fired 3 times at Trooper Cook killed himself at a roadblock. Cook's doing well after surgery on his injured arm. And high-profile politicos stopping in Colorado before the election. Former vice presidential candidate John Edwards was in town yesterday. Vice President Dick Cheney in Colorado next week. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, as we wrap up the commute, got a pretty decent ride through the city. That 2-car crash southbound 25 at 112th has been cleared. Traffic getting back to normal. Still sluggish southbound 225 at Parker in Aurora. And if you're making your way south on I-25 out of the city, get ready for a long ride. Traffic really bogged down at Greenland Road. Extremely icy there. You really want to drive with caution. All good in the high country except for some activity westbound I-70 near Bakerville. Security wait time at DIA.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
All right, now, J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Any or all of the show available at podcast at am760.net. All right, we have a winner in our Talk Superstar contest. Started out with all of you entering, and then we kind of narrowed down the entries from there, and then we were at Lanny's Clock Tower last Sunday, and we narrowed down the entries from there, and then we put the finalists up on our website at am760.net and asked you to vote on it. And here is the guy who won the voting. It's Curtis Hannum. He is our Progressive Star winner. Curtis, good morning.
Hey.
You there?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. How do you feel this morning?
I'm very excited. I'm thrilled. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you get $1,000 cash, and now we'll take your performance, and we'll send it on off to the Nationals, and we'll see how you do there, and we're hoping that you knock them dead there, too.
Boy, that would be incredible. I got my fingers and toes crossed. Put it that way.
Now, how many times did you vote for yourself?
I forgot to vote for myself until Wednesday night, and then it was like, oh, my God, I can vote for myself. So I did go in on Wednesday night and cast a vote. So, but just one.
Just one? You didn't go back? Yeah. You didn't sit there and try to click the thing over and over again?
No, I didn't do the GOP ballot stuffing time-honored technique. So no, I just did once. I just did once. And you know, for what it's worth, you know, I thought the other contestants were great, you know, the others from the finals. And I hope you guys give Nora a job, because Nora was magnificent. And she's a funny girl. And like I said, she's an old friend. So I wish her all the best.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, too. And you know what? We hope that you get into the next round of this thing. And,
yeah.
And we're keeping our fingers crossed. So let us. Well, I know you'll let us know, and we'll let other people know too about what happens with you.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, Curtis.
All right.
All right,
thank
man.
You.
Congratulations,
okay, man.
And thanks.
All right, you're very welcome, and thank you.
You got it. There's okay. Curtis Hannum, who gets $1,000 and his name gets thrown into the hat. Goes to the Nationals. We'll see what happens. Okay. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Let's go to Jan in Denver. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Jan, and I'm with MoveOn.org Political Action. I'm one of the volunteers down there. You talked to you on Monday, and I wanted to also invite you, if you have a chance, to come down and visit us. We are open 7 days a week between now and Election Day, and we've only got 11 more days here for everyone to get the vote out. And what we're trying to do, we've set up an emergency phone bank. We're calling into all of the districts
in the country which have incumbent representatives or senators seats that we are voting, we are calling in and trying to get the Democratic vote out or the progressive vote out to vote Democrat and to take back our Congress. It's imperative that we get back to a two-party system, as you know, and the only way that we can do that is to get out the vote and to get out and to get those people out of the House and Senate and get our numbers back up so that we can have a two-party system and be able to enact some changes. One of the things I wanted to address also is, you know, a number of people have voiced concerns about the shenanigans that go on during elections and, oh, the Republicans will steal it from us anyway, and they always go in and they steal the votes and whatever. And my answer to that is that it's harder to cover a mountain than it is a molehill or an anthill. And the more votes you get, the harder it is going to be to cover those up. So we got to get those out. And so our office is open, and it's 2501 15th Street, Suite 1B in Denver. It's in the Lodo area, just out west of the Platte River, that newer development across from the Dakota Lofts. And the phone number is 720-855-7056. And I invite all of your listeners and you and Turk and everyone to go down there and help out or just call and find out how you can help out, because there's a way of doing it even from your home, from your internet. And sitting in the comfort of your own living room, you can make some of these calls. So that would be great. Thank you again, Jay, for taking my call.
No problem. You're welcome here anytime.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, Jan. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Michael in Bailey. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, you know, isn't it funny? Remember when all the Iraq war was being trumped up and Senator Byrd from West Virginia, my home state, got up and he made a comment that, yes, we're being lied to, but the truth will come out. And time again, the Republicans get up and they don't twist or shade the facts. They flat out lie about the facts. And eventually the truth comes out. And then you get a moron like Bush who'll get up in front of you and tell you you don't even know what it was I said. Like when he said, stay the course. Stay the course, stay the course. And now, he never said that. So even when he's trying to defend his lies for getting us there, keeping us there, he still lies to you. And finally, they're getting noisy again. And now, the American middle class is finally starting to understand they've been manipulated, they've been lied to. The deception has been just totally blatant. They get up and they talk about how the Democrats are not very moral people when it comes to leadership. They are poor on security. Look at what's going on. Is this the Democrats doing all this? I see the Republicans doing it all. They shut everybody else down, And then they say that they're the ones that are protecting us. They're the ones that have all these moral values. Well, I'm sorry. Hitting on guys that work under you isn't moral values. Well, they're moral values. They're just not my moral values.
Well, when they're like 16 years old, hushing them is like a wrong thing. You're right.
But then gets up there and talks all these wonderful religious values, all this, and I hate to say it, because the bulk of the Republicans keep touting all this Christian values. Well, personally, if I read the Bible, it tells me one of the first rules is you don't lie. So
when they
get up and lie and lie and lie, they're going against their own values.
Well, they've been after us for years over. They've been after everybody in this society for years over two things. Over one, what they consider to be values, family values, and two, they're always, always, always talking about taking responsibility. I mean, that was one of Ronald Reagan's big things. You know, you got to take responsibility. Now, we see that they're in trouble because they don't uphold either. First of all, it is not a family value for an elected representative to Congress to go out and hustle a, you know, hit on 16-year-old old pages. Exactly. But it goes farther than that, because it is not a family value, nor is it taking responsibility for the leadership of the House of Representatives, which is in the hands of the Republicans,
yep,
to cover the situation up. And then it's not taking responsibility to then try to wheel around and turn around and blame it on Democrats and blame it on liberals and try to pin it on the media and try to stick the blame every place except where it belongs, which is with the person who did it and with the leadership that covered up for it. So you've got that going on. And every time that they get into trouble, they always go to the same place. They can't take responsibility for anything that they themselves do. I mean, I think Kurt Weldon is another a great example, mm-hmm, who is under investigation now because of business dealings that may have benefited his daughter and her consulting firm, and he's in Pennsylvania, I believe. And the first thing he does is he says, well, I find the timing of this suspicious, and not only that, but, I think Democrats are to blame for this, and on and on and on. Well, the FBI and the Justice Department are not controlled by Democrats. They're controlled by Republicans.
That's
but,
right.
You know, still, once again, doesn't take any responsibility for what's happening. And I think that's where people are beginning in a lot of ways to say, wait a minute, these guys say one thing, but then they turn around and then they do another, or they're like Marilyn Musgrave, or they're like Rick O'Donnell, or they're like Doug Lamborn, or they're like any of these guys. You know, they're all like quiet about it. They don't step up to the plate and say anything about it, and I think people are starting to figure out what the game is here. Michael, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
It's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Let's get some traffic now from Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We are starting to return to normal here in the city. Looks like most of our wrecks out of the way now, so we're just dealing with some sluggish conditions still along southbound I-25 near Parker Road. It looks like northbound 225 doing much better. Eastbound 270 getting back to normal across Commerce City. Still have this very slow traffic on both sides of Larkspur, I-25 southbound due to slick roads and some ice grooves in the roadways there, especially on that southbound side right at Greenland Road, so just give yourself plenty of extra time.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer,
So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. High today, 51, and plenty of sunshine. The weekend is here, and I hope you're going to have a good weekend. Mary and I are going to go up to Fort Collins and do a little phone banking for Angie Piccioni. Hope to see you up there if you're living around that area. All right, let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Don in Aurora. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Before I get into what I got to say, I think it's a responsibility for every American citizen to go out and vote. And if they did, we wouldn't be in a mess like we are right now. And now, having said that, I think it would be the way things are going in Washington and in some of the right-wing televisions and everything, it would be very beneficial if the Democrats won the Congress by one seat or something like that, because in the next 2 years they can point to all their problems is because they got Nancy Pelosi in there. She's causing all the problems. We can't do anything. If you really,
I don't follow your logic. What are you trying to say here?
Well, I'm just sitting there saying that if the way the Republicans operate, that if they win the House, if the Democrats win the House by one vote, you know, by one person, and the economy will bust right after the election. They're keeping the economy looking good. The economy is going to bust. The gas prices are going to go way up, and things. We're in a tailspin in the United States right now. But if we go in there, then it's going to be a real bad fight in 2008. Because they're going to point everything to the House. It's the Democrats' fault that the economy fell. It's the Democrats' fault because the war went bad because they wasn't on our side. It's going to be a big fight there on that everything. But if they sit there, and if the Republicans stay in for the next 2 years, that will end the right-wing party of the Republican Party.
So are you advocating that the Republicans retain control of the House, and the Democrats should not take back the House? Is that what you're advocating?
That's what if I was running the show, and I wouldn't get out there on television, sat there and say anything. But if I was Karl Rove and all of them, that's exactly what I'd say. Let them have one of the houses, and then we got somebody to blame. That's what I would do if I was Karl Rove and everything. Because
let them go ahead and do it,
and then they let them have it for. But if they have everything,
you know what? What difference does it make? Because they're going to blame it. They're going to blame it on us anyway.
Yeah, but I think that the economy is going to go button up after the election.
They're going to blame it on us. Look, whether the Democrats have control of the House of Representatives or they don't have control of the House of Representatives, whether the Democrats have control of the Senate or they don't have control of the Senate, they're going to blame it on us anyway. It isn't going to make any difference.
But like I say, but my biggest thing of it is if we're going to take the House and the Senate. They need to get everybody out to vote and make a big, let them know a big, you know, a lot of votes, just not by one or two or something like that in the House, but they got to let them all go and then we'll see. But I just think that, if this is not done right by 2008, it could be right back in the Republic.
But it's going to make any difference because they're going to blame us anyway. Don't you see? Bottom line, they're going to blame us. They always blame us. They're going to continue to keep blaming us, but we have an historic chance to get control of the House of Representatives and maybe with a little bit of luck get control of the Senate and start to try to exert some pressure to turn this country around. And it is not going to be to the country's benefit for the Republicans to continue in the majority, and it wouldn't make any difference whether we control the House or not when 08 rolls around. They would still blame us.
Well, I agree with you on that. But like I say, the way the people voted the last few elections, everything that happened over in Iraq, I knew. I said that the night we went and invaded on there. I said, we're into another Vietnam. So I knew that was going to happen. The very night I sat right there and told the wife, I said, we're in another Vietnam. Everything I said happened, and, you know, and I sat there and say, one of the biggest problems, why we have this problem in the United States right now, people do not get out and vote.
Well, you not only have that, but you've also got voter suppression going on. You've also got vote stealing. You've got a lot of that stuff. But people are a lot hipper to it today than they were when they were in 04 and that they certainly were in 2000. So I think we have an excellent chance, and I hope we have a wonderful midterm, because this country deserves new leadership, and it definitely deserves a change. And if you got a choice, you know, between Ed Perlmutter and Rick O'Donnell, and you're living in that district, I'd rather have change with Ed Perlmutter than the same old with Rick O'Donnell. Don, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for
the call. Well, thank you.
All right, let's go to Patsy in Denver. Patsy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
It's good to hear you sounding good this morning.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about this big fire in California. Was it something like 24,000 acres? Four firemen have died. It was set by an arsonist. It reminds me of, what's the definition of terrorism? It's not always, you know, Islamicists or Arabs or whatever. I think we need to really be alert, to come together, to try to cooperate with each other as this election cycle winds down. I'd like to see us try to have a little more collectiveness. I'm an election judge, and I have a list of the 10 parties that were on the ballot in 2004. Do you want to hear them real quick?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Well, and I'm just saying, working together, mutually cooperating for our mutual security and
I think you ought to spend the time to tell the Republicans that. They don't seem to be interested in working with anybody but themselves.
Well, I'm excluding them.
No.
These other 10 parties that were on the ballot are not any of them are the Republican Party. And, you know, the Greens and the Libertarians and
For instance, that guy who called up yesterday, I can't remember what his name is, Eric Idenis or whatever, up there in...
Eric Idenis.
Yeah, all right. He didn't seem to me to be a very, workable guy. He seemed to me to be very arrogant and likes to throw charges around and couldn't back him up.
I forget, he was one of the non-R&D parties, wasn't he?
He's an independent. Guy's running as an independent.
Yeah, at any rate, I'm saying I think there could be some benefit. We have an overall terrorist threat, and if to some effort toward working together, coming together where we can find common agreement, you know, support our values.
Well, I think we'll get there once people in this country wake up and realize that the party that has been predominant and the party that's in power operates on base-driven politics and therefore has to engage in division among people in this country in order to be successful.
I'm with you. I've been working hard for Democratic candidates. I've been walking neighborhoods and so forth. But the Republicans aren't our only enemy, nor our biggest enemy. Terrorists in general are, and they aren't. I think they're more diffuse. I really think this fire in California is...
No, I don't think that has anything to do with terrorism. I grew up in California. I can give you numerous examples in the past of fires that have broken out that have been arson started.
Yeah.
That's a regular occurrence in the West and a regular occurrence in that part of the desert in California. And don't read something in there that isn't there.
Well, my point is that terrorism does not have a single... presence. It has a global presence, and not all terrorists work together, and I think setting a fire of that magnitude is an act of terrorism.
But you know what? You don't want to go there. You don't want to take something that's covered by arson and now will be covered by murder because of the tragic death of those four firefighters, and you don't want to expand everything to cover the blanket charge of terrorism and start going around and taking people, including American citizens, and suddenly start designating them as enemy combatants.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
Wait and see what the investigation shows, but I think it's going to show that it's going to show that, you know, somebody for some reason either accidentally or mischievously started that fire, and they'll find out who did it, but it's not going to end up being a terrorist cell.
Okay, I see your point in keeping it to a certain definition. How about my point of, after this election, seeing if we can't come together, work together a little more, all these diverse parties that are not Republicans, that sort of thing, trying to define some common values and where we can, all progressives trying to work together for our mutual benefit.
Well, I think, I don't have any problem with it. I think everybody's going to have to do what they think is right, and I think everybody needs to do what their heart tells them to do. Patsy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600, 931. 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Absolutely fine. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we're recovering around the metro. Looks like all wrecks gone off the highways. Still have bumper to bumper, though. Southbound 25 toward Greenland. Very icy conditions have made that really troublesome for us throughout the morning. That's the either side of Larkspur, so give yourself plenty of time there. Similar situation if you're on the move between Denver and Fort Collins. And for your mountain drive, looks like we're trouble-free now on I-70. You just want to watch out for those icy patches at the Ike and across Summit Passes. No chain laws in effect. Weather today, looking for much better weather.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6-106.
9:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Yeah, I've talked a lot about Rocky's Autos and their matching down incentive program. You know what? It's running out. It's going to end at the end of October. So if you want to take advantage of this, you need to do it now. Up to $1,500, you put down $15, they'll put down $15, Rockies, and you got $3,000 towards your next automobile. But you got to take advantage of it now because it's going to end in October. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, and you can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. And yesterday, if you were struggling to get to work and you thought, gee, you know, I really need an all-wheel drive. I really need a front-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive vehicle to help me get through these winter driving conditions, the place to get it is Rockies. They have over 650 clean, late model, used vehicles, and they've got a selection that you just can't beat. And when you're there, stop by because Rockies showroom is all done up for the holidays. They get into all the holidays huge out there. And right now they're celebrating Halloween, and you can get a pumpkin, a jack-o'-lantern for your family, absolutely free. one per customer. So stop by and pick one up. See my friends out there, Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, and also say hello to Spanky out there, who's a good guy. Fred Labrado, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, all of the folks who work out there work very, very, Colby, very, very hard to take care of you. And there's over 100 employees out there. Many of them I never name, but they're there, and they're working like crazy. You can check Rocky's out online, too, at rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And check out the inventory as well. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday until 9. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos. And don't forget, Operation Freebird is coming up soon. I'll tell you about that. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. High today, 51. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. This show available in podcast on am760.net. And also, you can instant message me there, too, as well. I try to get to those as much as I possibly can, but sometimes I can't get to them. But so I'll answer them after the show, and I try to answer as much email as I can, but I can't always get to all of it. All right, let's get back on the phones, and we go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
Hey, I'm in Conifer, snowed in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's, we got whacked yesterday.
Well, it should melt away. The high today is going to be up to 51.
Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, well, I got a plow coming to do our driveway. It's still 2.5 feet.
Oh, boy.
On my property, so lucky. Hey, I just wanted to comment on a couple of callers you had this morning. You had one caller, you know, discussing gay folks, and he kept referring to gay people and codifying deviant behavior. And, you know, Jay, I just wish people would examine, you know, the context or the you know, where their thinking is coming from. Since the dawn of time, 10% of the population, any country, since the dawn of time, 10% has been gay and lesbian, period. There's nothing deviant about it. That's the norm. And I just, you know, the guy's going off on deviant behavior. It's bogus. I don't know, people. You know, they just get ideas shoveled into their heads without examination. Are you there?
Well, yeah, I am. I'm taking a sip of water and thinking about what you're saying. I don't know where that comes from, unless it's just background, it's just upbringing, it's you know, religious. And look, there's nothing wrong with feeling the way that they do.
Not at all.
There's nothing, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Thing is, you can't take a step forward, which is to eliminate or to try to restrict people's civil liberties and their civil rights based on gender orientation, based on their based on sexual orientation, their gender, or their race, creed, or color. It's ridiculous to even get into this. And when I kept going at the guy and saying, okay, then give me an example of where it's harmful to society.
I know.
All of these people who have called me, all of them who have called me, and have always called me over this, they always have the same set of answers, and they never really can show you in any way, shape, or form about what they consider to be bad effects. And are there bad effects of gays and lesbians? Of course, but there are also bad effects of heterosexuals, too.
Right. It's just, to me, it's just unexamined thinking. They've got ideas in their heads that they were put there by something. They, you know, they've absorbed some kind of taboos from, you know, the holy books. Well, you know what? The holy books are written by human beings.
Well, you know what it is? Because it's easier, I think, to hate than to understand.
I agree. And one other thing, speaking of ideas, you know, one of your callers this morning talked about the Democrats need to have some kind of a plan to win in Iraq, and he kept talking about winning in Iraq. You know, once again, one of the things that struck me is the fundamental arrogance of the Project for the New American Century and the whole trip about us, you know, the arrogance of us Americans going to go voiced our values, our whatever, in a country in the Middle East, and that's a fundamental arrogance as part of the project of the new American century. And this guy was going on about, you know, we've got to do this and got to do that. We have no business pushing our values anywhere in the world. People can take them if they want to, I think, and they will. It'll happen by osmosis, you know, one way or another. But we have no business foisting American values anywhere in the world, and the Bush administration is still pushing in that direction.
Well, that's because they have no other direction to push in. And the thing is, if a country comes to us and says, look, we need help, and we want help, and we want to be your ally, and we want help, then we have a right to say to them, all right, if you want help, then you have to do certain things. You're going to have to make your political process more inclusive. You're going to have to open up to democracy. You're going to have to observe human rights. You're going to have to
do a whole litany of things.
But to go to somebody and to say, all right, here's what we're going to do. We don't like your current form of government, and we don't like your leadership. So therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to invade you, we're going to overthrow your leadership, and then we're going to sit down and we're going to dictate to you exactly what it is we want you to do and how we want you to do it. Nobody in the world is going to go for that, and this country has been doing it forever and a day, and then we can't figure out why people don't particularly care for us. I mean, I remember back in the days in the 90s, In the late 80s, early 90s, where this country, where we routinely used to do things like we would tell the Cubans,
oh yeah,
okay, what they needed to do, and this is what you ought to do. But we would never, ever, not for one second, would we tolerate it if the mayor of Havana stood up and said, the mayor of Denver needs to do the following.
Oh, I know.
We would reject that out of hand. It would anger people here, and people here would say, well, who the hell does the mayor of Havana think he is? And so, you know, with the administration, first it was weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Then the weapons of mass destruction weren't found. So then they moved on to another reason. Okay, Saddam was a terrible man, and we're going to bring democracy and stability to the country. Then it turns out that they can't get the government to function properly. I mean, I don't even think the Constitution there has been signed and ratified. So now they're starting to talk about, well, we want a stable Iran. And that's what I said to the, or, I'm sorry, stable Iraq. And that's what I said to the caller when I started cross-examining him about what is your definition of winning. Is your definition of winning having a stable Iraq? If that's the case, I would suspect that we don't have the right kind of plan, and I would suspect we don't have the right troop amounts to get that done.
I know. If you want to stable Iraq, look at Iraq before we went in.
Well,
Saddam's a nut job, but you know what? Stable.
Well, he had one rule.
Yeah.
And his rule was, there's not going to be any killing in this country unless I do it. I mean,
right.
That was basically where he was coming from. And
right.
And now you've got all kinds of stuff going on over there. You got all kinds of, I mean, it's so complex, and it's such a problem, and it's not easily unraveled, but we don't even put any pressure on the Iraqi government. Like for instance, you know, it's like if you got a kid, if you got a child, you got a young adult, and the young adult is like 21 or 22. And they're still sleeping at home, and they're still bumming money from you.
Right.
You know, at some point you say to them, look, you got to move out and you got to get your own place.
Right.
And your mother and I can't give you any more money. You're going to have to go out and earn some money.
Right.
Now, we'll give you some until X and such and such date, and then you're going to have to get a job. And we don't care what the job is, but you're going to have to go out and earn some money. Well, if you do that, eventually what ends up happening is the kid goes out and earns money because the kid has no choice.
Right.
It's either that or sleep out on the street.
Right.
If you don't say to them, if you don't put down conditions and you don't say this to them, then what ends up happening is they continue to keep doing what they're doing, and we're doing with the Iraqis. We're acting as enablers to Malachi's government.
You know,
Maliki's government, we're enabling them by not saying to them, sit down and work this out, or we are going to leave you flat on your ass.
See, I'll say one last thing, and my worst fear is that the chaos is exactly what this administration wants, because there's a lot of money flying around unaccounted for, and the more chaos, the better. That's my worst fear. So,
You know what? As much as I hear that, and it has certainly been profitable for their buddies, if you read books about these guys, here's what I think. I think that they look at the world through ideologues' glasses, and they don't live in reality.
Yep.
And they really thought they could do this.
Right.
And make a little money on the side, too.
Right. Hey, have a great weekend, Jay.
All right, man. Good luck with that plow.
Okay.
See ya. 9:46. It's 14 before 10. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan takes a look at traffic.
Jay, no surprises on the drive around town on the highways. A much better weather situation today. That's not going to be a problem. It's going to be a bit of a messy drive as the snow melts, but nothing getting in your way on I-25 right now. Either side of downtown looks good on I-70, 225 wide open across Aurora. No worries on the turnpike or in and around Boulder. It's the drive south that's still kind of a mess south of Castle Rock as you head to Colorado Springs. Big backups there approaching Monument Hill due to the icy conditions on the road, but hopefully that'll be improving as most of that melts today. As far as the weather goes for today, lots of sunshine, lots of melting going on, high in the upper 50s, clear skies tonight, low 25, then a great weekend ahead, sunshine in upper 60s both Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's 40 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. One place, one day, hundreds of educational options. Come to an open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Meet fact.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. Answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999, let ICON's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why ICON can do LASIK for as little as $499 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit ICON online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
morning, 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies. You're never supposed to talk about what goes on behind the scenes. I have been cold in here since this morning at 6 a.m. It is cold in this studio. Either that or I'm starting to get sick. One or the other. Are you cold in there, Ashley? Well, he's got a sweater on. Not cold in there? Man, it's freezing in here. All right, let's go to Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good talking to you again. Hey, look at those flat irons. Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, it looks nice, doesn't it?
Yep. Hey, two quick things. First off, thank you yesterday for standing up to that Eric, the independent of the reform candidate up in Gray Lake.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was like vacuous statement coming from him, nothing of substance. And then just the thing that he was saying, you know, like, okay, all you do is, you know, angered rhetoric. It's like, prove it, and he couldn't. Nothing. I mean, that gives me no reason to even look at his information, not even to consider him. So.
Well, he's got kind of a chip on his shoulder, and he's kind of an arrogant guy. I mean, he had called me once before, and I just basically told him, I said, look, I back Angie Piccioni, and I feel like voting for independent or third-party candidates is a waste of time, and thank you for your call. Good luck. And he was kind of that way before, and yesterday, he was equally as arrogant, and what are you going to say about the guy? I mean, he's his own worst enemy, I think.
I believe that completely. And by the way, Angie Piccioni, she was on
Ed Schultz show?
Yeah, she did a great job. I heard that. I was out to lunch and I actually heard that. And she did a fantastic job. She was just really on, very sharp, quick, sweet, sincere. I mean, and everything she said, just right on. So I'd urge anybody to go out and listen to that.
She's a marvelous person. Sure, go ahead.
I need to figure this out. If the Democrats take control of the House and or the Senate, is there anything that they can do to get Rumsfeld out? I mean, he's an appointed secretary by the president. So I don't know. He's not an elected official. So I don't know what moves they can do. But, I mean, if you heard his press conference yesterday, that is infuriating.
Well, where he started saying, now just back up. Just hold on a minute. Just back up.
He called the yes, exactly. He's got the hubris, the ego, I've been so angered by this person sitting there saying that you've got no right to ask about what we're doing. You understand.
Well, I think what's going to happen here is, I think once we get past the midterms and if the Democrats can get control of one or two chambers, or if they get control of one or maybe both, but what's going to end up happening is as people start looking towards 08, there's going to be mounting pressure not only from the Democrats, but also inside the Republican Party for Bush to do something about Iraq. And one of those things, one of the people that's going to be put under that microscope is going to be Donald Rumsfeld.
But he won't fire him. He'll wait for Rumsfeld to resign. Rumsfeld's already said he won't resign.
Well, it depends on how much pressure is brought to bear. I mean, don't forget, over the last 6 years now, we basically have had a rubber stamp Congress that has gone along with this president at every turn of the mile. That may turn out not to be true, depending on the reaction that comes from inside the Republican Party if they suffer big enough losses 11 days from now.
You know, Rachel Maddow is on at evening on this station, and she had a very good point last night that she was saying that Republicans have been in control of Congress for over 12 years now. And they've been blaming the Democrats for a lot of stuff. And it's like, okay, so look at who's actually controlled Congress for 12 years. You know, so how can you sit there and blame Democrats, or how can you sit there and blame the economy or anything else, you know, the situation that we are in, foreign and global aspect, on Democrats when they've been in power for 12 years? And I just, you know, I am so, this is going to be an overwhelming, you know, change. Just I hate to, you know, say it, but like a tsunami wave coming over, you know, this Congress and this Senate, because it has to happen.
Well, I hope so, but everybody has got to do like three things. Number one, they got to get out and vote. Number two, they got to do some kind of work for candidates in their area, whether it's giving them some money or volunteering a little bit of time. And then the other thing is they got to talk to their friends about the change that we need in this country. We've all got to take nothing for granted, and we have to work very, very hard to try to affect change. And we've just got to follow through. I can't underscore how important this is that we have got to get out and vote, and everybody has to show up. Either if you haven't voted by absentee, do so. If it's too late for absentee, make sure you get to the polls. Take your friends to the polls. We have got to get out and vote, and you got to work for the candidates of your choice.
Hey, real quick, you know, in passive, there's ASS, and you can't sit on it. So you got to get up and do something.
That's right, man. You got to get up. You got to make things happen. We have to do it. We don't have any choice. And everybody, whether they're in your congressional district or not, all of the great candidates that we have running for Congress, you got to help them out in some way or another, all the way from Jay Fawcett in the Springs to Angie up in Fort Collins to Ed Perlmutter in between to Bill Winter against Tom Tancredo. Everybody's got to get out and make something happen.
Bill Ritter against Beaupre.
Bill Ritter against Beaupre, certainly. You know, man, we got to get out and vote Democratic.
Okay, cool. You have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
And I mean that sincerely, and it's very hard for me to name off all of the contests. And it's very hard to name off everybody who's running. And I occasionally leave people out and I don't get their names in. You know, Morgan Carroll out there who's running for re-election, and Molly Cullum who's running, and Joe Rice who's running. And there are so many great candidates out there. Ken Gordon who's running, Bill Ritter who's running. But, you know, I'm pretty much... And maybe this is wrong, but I just seem to be, I'm pretty much focused on the congressional races. Although I have already voted. I voted by absentee. Mary and I both did. And we voted straight Democratic all the way down the line. But you got to get out and make something happen. That's one of the reasons why we finally have some time. Mary and I finally have some time this Saturday. And so we're going to drive up to Fort Collins. And we're going to work the phone banks for Angie against Marilyn Musgrave. That's why we have given money to Angie's campaign. We've given money to Ed Perlmutter's campaign. We've given money to Bill Winter's campaign. We've given money to Jay Fawcett's campaign. We've given money to campaigns in other states. We have got to get this together. It is crucial that we win, and we can take nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, for granted. Nothing for granted. We're 11 days away. You still got time to make a difference, whether it's to get out and work for somebody or to give some money. We've got time. Let's get it together and let's change the direction of this country. See you in Fort Collins on Saturday, back on Monday. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.